This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Guys,
oh, let me tell you what's up. Downloads doing over 109,000 this month. Well, actually, I guess it was last month, but I want to thank you all so very much for making it possible. We asked you to give us 100,000. You gave us 100%. You gave us almost 110%. You were so close to giving us 110,000 downloads. But thank you. I am so excited. I have done this show for years, ladies and gentlemen. I have never had the downloads that we got for the month of January. So give yourself a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, yeah. Well, if you're ready, let's do this. Hello!
Hello!
And welcome to another exciting episode of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. We have done it, not only 109,000 downloads, but we have made it to our 100th show.
Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
All the way around. Yeah, feeling pretty good up here on the 44th floor. You know, we're going to have a good time today. We've got a how-to from Mr. Mad Mike. We've got the news. We've got the return of the Crazy 8 Countdown. We have incredible guests that are going to be on the show today. It's just fun, fun, fun. I'm all like, I'm so excited, but I took some medication, and they strapped me in pretty good today, so I'm ready to go. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. In just a few seconds here, you'll meet my buddy, my co-host, the Madman himself, Mr. Mad Mike. But, you know, you can contact the show anytime you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can do it through email. That's right, email, ladies and gentlemen.
P-A-R-T. Why?
Because you got mail.
And my email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can find me on MySpace. Not as much as you'll find me on Facebook. And I do Twitter once in a while. Sometimes I'm like, I need to tweet. I haven't tweeted in a while. What's going on in the world of Twitter? And I'll Twitter. But I do have one. It's CrazyJ27 if you're looking for me on Twitter. So there's a number of ways that you can get a hold of us, friends.
Are you crystal meth or something? Because this is really cracky behavior.
No, it's not crystal meth. I'm just excited, man. 109 something thousand downloads. Plus, of course, this is our 100th show. And it's awesome. We're going to get some comments going a little bit later on. And just some... We're going to have a good time. I mean, we're going to. You've earned it. We're going to give it to you. So, there's no cracky behavior here. I'm just
feeling really good, friends. That's all. I'm just excited to be here.
And I think we're just going to have really an unbelievable show. And I want to introduce to you my co-host, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm starting to notice something about you. You're still here.
One half of the reason why we did 109,000 downloads last Woo. Month. It's my good buddy, my co-host, Matt Pye.
Hey, everybody. Dude, I don't have a vagina. It's great.
Dude, 109,000 downloads.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
Or that's one guy with a really fast trigger-happy mouse.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, fortunately for us, it only tracks the IP address once, so...
Really? So that's 109 separate listeners or 109... Well, that's not listeners, it's just downloads.
Those are downloads.
Downloads, downloading. You guys are downloading.
Yeah, there could be other people that are listening mofos. Through their friends that have downloaded it on their iPods. And, yeah, I also want to pull up the iPod thing. Because,
yeah, you guys have been really getting down on those iPods.
Since Zach has actually stayed on top of it and fixed all the little creepy viruses that have been... coming in, we have actually had, we're back on track with our iTunes counter with 534.
Holy crud.
So
that's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. It's pretty overwhelming. I mean, I've done this show.
It's like elephantitis testicle huge.
I have done this show for years,
you know?
and I have to honestly say that I have never had the support or the love for the show that we're getting now from all the people. I mean, we go out we go out to shows and people are announcing that we're there and people are really rooting that we do this serious thing. And
we went from nobodies to straight up Z-list. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
It's pretty good stuff. But we got a great show. Things have happened since last week.
Oh yeah. Like what happened? I don't remember.
Well, let's see. Monday I went out just to see Bonnie over at the Paris. Watched her for about 10 minutes and then I got a lovely text from our friend Paul Sparaza.
We love that guy.
Who said, "Hey, it's my birthday. I'm out on the town. Let's get together for drinks. I'm going to be meeting some friends." So he met us up over at the Paris, and one thing led to another. I ended up getting us a table over at Privé at the last minute.
You didn't say you woke up in a gutter next to him. That would have been bad.
I'm not done with the story.
Oh.
Because yeah, on the last show, we did talk about how wonderful he smells. He smells like heaven and boysenberries, I believe is your other half of the comment.
What, boysenberries? What about him?
He smells like boysenberries.
Who does?
Paul Sparaza.
How did you know?
That's what you said on the last show.
He does, doesn't it?
I said a little bit of heaven, and you said boysenberries.
And boysenberries.
Anyway, so we went out to Privé till about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Got pretty messed up. Tuesday.
I've never been there.
Tuesday, ended up going to Playboy Club, which you still didn't attend because you were doing your own thing the next morning pretty early.
Yeah, that's right. And, well, let me tell you how that went here in a minute.
Well, so I get this text Tuesday about 6 p.m. from our good friend Jung.
Oh, yeah.
Our wonderful VIP host who gets us great tables at the Playboy Club.
Didn't we go somewhere on Monday night?
No, I went Monday night. You didn't go Monday night.
So did we go Tuesday night?
You went Wednesday night.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm so confused.
So then he sends me this text message. He goes, it's my birthday. You need to buy me dinner. And I was like, I only buy bitches dinner that put out.
Oh, damn.
And he starts laughing, you know. And I said, fine, you know, when do you want me to buy you dinner? He goes, right now is pretty good.
All right. Then.
All right, fine. Where do you want to go? He goes, where do you want to go? I go, no, it's your birthday.
You tell me.
Tell me where you want to go. So we go to the Tofu Hut and have some Korean barbecue, which I have to say one of the best places I've ever had Korean barbecue.
Tofu Hut.
$13, all you can eat Korean barbecue.
That's great. Now, do you actually eat Koreans?
Well, if you want.
Probably, huh?
I chose to have the spicy chicken.
Oh, okay.
But as you know, because you've experienced it, Jung sends out some very interesting text messages.
Oh, dude.
You are not sure if he's straight or if he's just joking around.
Or if
he really does, you know, want to play. Out of nowhere, before he arrives at the Tofu Hut, the text message I got from him was so interesting that I had to forward it to you because you usually get 90% of the really weird ones. And even you were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was weird, dude.
And I believe the text message was on the lines of, if you have a baby with me, baby be millionaire.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see here. I've got it.
Yeah,
I have it.
I have it too.
I know, but I almost got it up.
With Jung?
Uh-huh.
So, He's talking about how he wants to come on the show and talk about his rapping career.
Jung?
He is a rapper.
Oh no! Really?
Yeah.
Oh no! Oh no!
And he has a rap. I didn't tell you that earlier.
Oh dude, no, that's great.
So,
that's great.
He did a little rapping for me in the restaurant.
Oh no! Oh no! How was it? Was it good?
He did a little rapping for me in the restaurant.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
And he's like, "I want to come on your show, bro. I want to come on your show."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Okay." And he goes, "That's the way to go. I want to be on your show." I'm like, "Stop, Jung. Just stop right now." And I said, all right, so we'll see you later. We'll see you at the Playboy Club. And he had a rapper name, which I'm going to let him reveal when he's on the show. But it's similar to what I came up with, and I was calling him SAC all night. And he goes, what is SAC? And I'm all, S to the dot to the A to the C. And he goes, what does that mean? I go, small Asian cock. And he goes, I guarantee you mine is bigger than yours. And he says this at the Playboy Club.
Oh,
and goes,
no.
And I go, look. I don't. This is not the time nor the place for me to unleash Godzilla on you or the rest of the club. So we're just going to leave it with SAC. And then Wednesday night he took us out to Eve over at the Aria, or no, at Crystal's over at the New City Center.
Eve, yes, and I was there for that. And he was like, "Come on, oh man, we should take blah blah blah." He invites like 90 people.
90 people, then forgets about us.
Yes.
You know,
and then we leave. And
we have this packed. We will not do a club if we don't have a place to sit. Sounds selfish, I know, but after 2 years of going to a club and having a table and sitting
you're
there.
You're just used to it. You know, we had two ladies with us. They both had giant purses. You know, one was Asian and couldn't see very well because her eyes were slanty. And so we know what you mean. We just had to get out of there. You know, it was hot. So we decided to go to LAX, and this is a text I got from Jung. Man, bro, I came to Eve for having fun with you, man. I don't care about none of their assholes. You are my brother, man. Next time we go out, it's just me and you and Jay, okay?
And the funny thing is, that text is how he talks.
That's exactly how he talks. Wait, here we go. Thanks, my man. I love you, brother, forever. I love this guy.
So next week,
He's supposed to come on. Taco Bell is delicious right now.
Yeah, dude, I just finished my... I didn't even use my knife and fork, dude. I just, like, inhaled it.
He's going to come on next week, and he's going to rap for us.
Oh, that's great. He says he can't wait to do your guys' radio show. So, that's good. That's good. Jung, we're excited to have you. I'm so excited to hear what your name is.
We ended up going out to Eve, and then we went to LAX, and we finished the night out there.
Yeah, LAX was actually a lot of fun. We got some provocative pictures of... what's her nuts? I can't remember her name right now. Shaggy?
Anna the Chinapino.
The Chinapino, that's right. Chinapino.
Well, I have to say that I went out with Rabbi Tuesday night. He was at the Playboy Club. And then shortly after we left the Playboy Club, some cute computers at the Cybernetics Corps, he got broken into.
Fucked up, dude.
Servers were all messed, so I helped him out a couple of days this week. That was kind of fun. Guys, if you're looking to have a good time, it's cheap entertainment, man. Go down there.
At least just say what's up, you know, give them some love.
Yeah, go down there. I mean, it's awesome. We had a lot of fun playing games the other day.
Yeah, we love that place.
So, I took it easy Thursday, didn't do much. Friday, got together, do a little rock band here at the house, and Paul Sprossa sends me another text.
Guy's everywhere now.
And he goes, "You got beer?" You go, "What am I, a fucking bar?" "Of course I got beer. It's Friday night. We're playing rock band."
Yeah, come on down.
He comes, he goes, so he ends up coming over, hanging out with everybody that's here, my brother, Zach, Rhonda, everybody. We're all playing. And I go, "Do you want to sing?" He goes, "No, I'm scared of microphones." Yeah, sure you are. Well, after he gets about two beers in him, he's like, "How come nobody's offering me the microphone?"
I know, right?
So we're rocking out to Paul Sparrazza doing some 80s tunes on Rock Band.
That's awesome.
And everybody in there has no idea who he is except for Krista.
Oh, that's so
funny. And they're just watching him sing, and they're just like... What is this guy?
Who is this dude?
All right, we're scoring 100% on the vocals. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And he is going to be at the listener party.
No, it'll be, guys, if you really want to see this guy like in person, be there. Also, we went to Rockstar the Tribute.
Yeah, and they're going to be on the show today.
Yes.
That's also what I did. I went and went to Rockstar Karaoke at the M Hotel.
That's right. You told me that.
It's not your traditional karaoke because you're... going up on stage with a live band. So it's a live drummer, bass player, guitarist, and you just go up there and look at the words and rock out. And I got to say, Anna's belting out some tunes.
Cool.
And Anna, when she gets alcohol in her,
she
reveals way too much.
Yeah, she's a womanimal. I'm excited. You're telling me that there's a lot of these things, and I was like, "Oh, really?"
And you're like, "Tell me." I go, "No, I'm going to save it."
Savoring it. I went to, before we get into that, Wednesday, I booked this helicopter tour, right? And I haven't done this thing. They've been trying to get me on this tour for 7 years. 7 years, they were like, "Mike, come down, do this tour." They even offered to pay me to do the tour, $100. You remember when they did that?
Yeah.
I still... didn't go. Had no interest. Zero. Nothing. Nada. Well, finally, I was like, you know what? Fine. I'm going to use it. I'm going to do it. I had to book it, like, in advance. I booked it in advance. I had to jump through all these fucking hoops at...
Surprising your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Understandable.
At VDC, and I'm not talking about a venereal disease. I'm talking about the company I work for.
Oh, it's a venereal disease.
It really is. And it's contagious. And I get it. We get on it. Wednesday, it starts... It's raining early. I call... Is it canceled? They tell me, nope, everything's golden. You guys are great. Come on down. 9:30 in the morning. Just to give you an idea, me waking up at 9:30 in the morning is like a normal person like waking up at like 4 in the morning, okay?
You'll see Mike at 7 in the morning on the DVD.
That's exactly, and you will understand why I do not wake up that early. And we get down there. We get on the helicopter. We get 5 feet in the air. 5 feet, and they canceled it. I'm not even shitting with you. We literally got up. I looked at the altimeter, whatever it is, 5 fucking feet, and we had to land.
You missed out. It was great. But you know when you should do it?
That was my great helicopter adventure to the Grand Canyon.
You should try and book it for Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's impossible. They won't let you.
I know.
Yeah, they won't let you.
But you're like, you know what, guys? You owe me.
Yeah, you owe
you
me.
You said anytime.
Anytime. You fucking liars. Anytime but when it's fucking raining and you can only go 5 feet. What is that? Why do you take me to the air?
I do want to point out that the VDC did send me a check for $1.85.
No way.
Like, as if I were missing $1.85. It's more of an insult to send me the $1.85 as if I need it. Yeah. Half of me wants to fucking cash it just to say, fuck you guys, I needed the $1.85. The other part of me is, well, I could take it and cash it at Walmart, and that's going to cost me $3. But I think it would be funny to go to Walmart with this $1.85 check with a camera, a hidden camera, and try to get me to cash this check. And go, well, just take it out of the check. No, it's not enough.
See how that happens? You could also cash it and then put the $1.85 in an envelope and mail it.
Now, we did talk of that we were going to do some soundboards coming up with these celebrities. Not on this show particularly, but...
we will.
I do have to say that I went
your dog farted something nasty.
I went to the drive-thru at Jack in the Box the other day.
Yeah.
And I was with Zach, and they messed up my order.
Oh, no.
And they left some stuff out.
Oh, no.
And I have the number.
Oh, awesome.
So I've saved the number. So that we can call Jack in the Box.
I know what the hell their problem
and,
is.
And get Jack Nicholson to give them a call and straighten their ass out.
Yeah.
Are we clear?
Are we clear?
But a lot has gone on. I mean, this week has been just freaking busy, busy, busy.
It has been. It's been a non-stoppage.
We've done over, like I said, over 100,000 downloads last month, and it was just... fucking badass.
And 20 comments telling us to stop.
We got some good comments, though. The first one comes from John Gardens. He writes, congrats on doing over 100,000 downloads. Please bring back the webcam or film Mike doing his how-tos. We have not seen one in a while.
That's true. That's true. Mostly because my hair is like in this really awkward stage. I'm trying to let it grow out. It's just not working.
R. Osbert writes, I just ordered my copy of the DVD today. Do we get to see Mike without his shirt?
What? Good Lord.
Yes, you do.
Actually, you do, surprisingly enough. Surprisingly enough.
Teabagger, he's wrote us before. He's actually commented again. 100 Rockin' Comedy Shows coming up. Jay, I know you changed it to the Rockin' Comedy Show in 04, and we did not get these shows every week like we do now. So I'm glad to see you and Mike be so dedicated to making an effort in doing them. Is it all Mike, or did things change as well? Also, congrats on your 100,000 downloads. You fools deserve it. Well, back before Mike, the studio that I had set up.
Back before me was when Jesus walked, by the way.
Yeah, so long ago. No, the studio that I actually had that I was doing the show out of wasn't weatherproof.
Friendly,
climate controlled. So like during the winter, it was freezing ass cold in there. So I wouldn't do shows for from like January to March.
Right.
Mid March I started, and then in July, end of June, early July, it's hot for 3 months. So I would only do like a couple shows here and there.
Welcome to the desert.
And yeah, and when you're doing the show by yourself,
especially when you're 44 floors up.
Back then, I wasn't on the 44 floors.
Oh, wow.
I've moved up. But but also, I mean, it was when I'm doing the show, it was by myself, and I never had the downloads that we're getting now.
Right.
So I was like, I could take a week off, and I didn't care. And I would like, I don't feel like doing a show. But, Mike and I have this system that it's Sunday nights. We do it. That's the show night, and that's when we're rocking them out. So, again, thank you, Teabagger, for...
yes.
Your comment.
Thank you, Mr. T. Bagger. T. Tobias.
The Dark Side of Comedy writes...
Dark Side.
So in the last few weeks, Mike has skipped out on a how-to to give us a prank call to his grandpa.
I did.
And then last week, we learned how to wrangle up milkshakes. Really, Mike? What the fuck is going on? You getting bored with the show? Something else on your mind? Mad at Jay? He seems like he can be kind of a prick.
That's true.
No, I like to be called Captain.
I'm an angel.
I like to be called Captain Cock, really. Yeah, if you're going to call me anything. Seems like he can be kind of a prick. The only funny thing about last week's how-to was the milkshake bite. Milkshake bite, hysterical.
Thank you.
Whatever it is that is bothering you, Mike, and let's see. The only thing that was funny about last week's show was the milkshake bite. Milkshake, LOL. Whatever it is that's bothering you, Mike, get back to being fucking crazy again.
You know what? See, like, everybody else can have writer's block but me, you know? I hate that.
I go through it. There's, you know, sometimes
you just go through phases.
Sometimes I think some of the stories I've picked on the news are funny, and then I start reading them during the show,
yeah,
and I'm like,
oh,
shouldn't have went with that one.
Yeah.
Just in case. Get it? Get it? Just in case. Writes, do you have to be 21 to go to the listener party?
No.
You do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good idea for you.
Actually, yes, you have to be 21 because it is taking place in the bar area. And
oh.
I'm sorry about that. Phil Thompson writes, hey, guys, if you need a talent agent to help you do stuff right, then let me know. I left you my email address.
Cool. Hey, thanks.
Yeah, we might call you.
Yeah, we not, we actually might.
Tracy writes, how is when some comments...
Oh, Lord. It's all right.
Let me say it again. How is when someone comments something nice about you guys, you tell them to F off and stuff? That doesn't seem nice. Well, we're joking.
We're just joking.
We don't mean it. We love every comment that we get.
Yeah, we're very appreciative. Even the ones that say that I'm not being crazy. Fuck you, okay?
Yeah, because there are times, like last week when we said, you know, get off the internet and get on Sirius. We're like, fuck, get off our back. You know,
yeah.
We don't mean it. We thank you for the support. And,
yeah.
You know, we are working at that goal. We've done 100,000 downloads like we said we were going to do. We can get on Sirius.
Yeah, we can do it.
We're going to do it.
We can do it!
We may have to barge in there with fucking guns.
And salami.
But we're doing it.
Yeah.
Mr. X chimes in.
Oh, my God. What is this guy like?
With, yes, my DVD. I was featured on it more than you, Jay.
And notice that it sucked.
But wait.
Oh.
There's two.
Numero uno dos.
Mr. X also writes.
Oh, Lord.
On the last show, number 99, you mentioned the listener party was going to be at Jackson's. Then I see on Facebook you are having it at Three Tomatoes and Mozzarella. Which one is it? It has been officially moved to Three Tomato and Mozzarella's. It
well,
will not
are.
Be at Jackson's Bar and Grill. For just reasons, it's a lot better. The environment's a lot better. The pizza's better. The people
they do
are
have
better.
Very good pizza.
They did. The managers did really persuade us to do the show there, so we're doing it, and we're gonna have some giveaway items and stuff. So
yeah,
you know, stay with us here.
I was thinking about cutting off some armpit hair and putting it in a bag,
nice.
And auctioning it off to the highest bidder.
Nice.
That's right. You can have me with you everywhere you go. How nice. How nice of me.
That was actually from Randy, not Mr. X. I don't know why I was showing that, but
anyway. Oh, weird.
Tony Perkins, right? I ordered my copy of the DVD. I can't wait.
It's, you know what, when you guys get these copies and you watch it, you gotta tell us what you think. We think they're funny. Of course, we're pretty much full of ourselves.
It's funny, and, you know, our good friend Anthony Cools has decided to do all the duplications for the DVD,
yeah.
And he thought it was funny.
Yeah, so, he thought it was funny.
And he watched it without us there, so he was drunk.
Yeah, he was drunk.
David writes, the Lister party on the 11th should be crazy since you guys did 100 shows and over 100,000 downloads. Well,
that's
it might
right.
be, David. No pressure. Please.
No pressure.
Please, no pressure. It's just a party.
It's a party.
Don writes, what can we expect for the 100th show? This.
Yeah.
JK writes, be ordering my DVD next week when I get paid.
For show.
For show, brother.
For real, though.
Mike P. writes, you guys hit what you thought was impossible, and that was over 100,000, so I guess you can make Sirius happen. Yeah,
we hope so.
We just said that.
We really hope so.
And Sue writes, congrats on hitting 100 shows, but Jay, you have done way more than 100, right? I have. I have done way more than 100.
Yeah, that's
I've been doing this show since
1972. Oh.
So yes, I'm well into the thousands.
Yeah, when he did his first show, he was the one who covered Moses parting the sea.
Yeah, because I'm that old.
He covered that. Okay, that was real time news.
All right, so coming up on the show today, we are doing an interview with some of the cast of Rockstar the Tribute.
And Garfield.
We got a chance to see this show last week. It does feature, well, this week, and it does feature Martin Andrew, of course, as Rod Stewart.
Dude, he was good.
He was awesome.
I fucking
and like
it.
I said, I've seen him perform it a couple of times, and ran into an old friend of mine, Jay Basinger, who, of course, is Steven Tyler in the show.
I thought his name was Butt Singer.
Whatever. And I haven't seen him in years, and he actually remembered a party that he did for us. And so it was cool. So we're gonna talk with him about that. And also on the show, we've got the return of the Crazy 8 Countdown. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yes, it
has
been.
Tonight, it is the top 8 Dino
Mike
songs.
Hey, would you rather
songs?
Put a strawberry in your armpit or a banana?
Strawberry.
Yeah, you know what? I picked the same thing. I think it's because, one, it's like smaller. I think it would smell better. And a banana turns brown and gets all squishy. I don't know. I just don't think a banana would work.
Anyway, back to the countdown. Yeah. We are doing the top 8 Dino Mike songs. We had people on Facebook and MySpace submit their favorite all-time Dino Mike songs.
And I think I left a comment like, does he have one where he's quiet the whole time?
And we've counted them down, so we're going to have that for you a little bit later on. Mike's going to be here with the How To.
Yes.
I'm sure it's going to be...
I hope it offends you.
I was watching Krista's face while we were in the car, and she was listening to the Milkshake Wrangler one. And there was the first time there was really no expression. Like, I don't think she was like, she kind of shrugged her shoulders like, what the fuck? Like she
no idea.
She had no idea.
Oh, that's weird, but shooting a turkey in the face is totally acceptable.
Well, even I was kind of like, where is he going with this?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what it was? I had the expression had come to my mind, and
it
sounded so funny.
Really, you don't have to explain
yourself. I know, it's just like, that's how things work in my brain for some reason.
And we'll have not in the news. But coming up, I'm going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'm going to reveal an interesting fact or some stuff I found out about our friend Anna.
She's got a third nipple. Enough. I knew it.
It's a little weirder than this. Wow. I would take the third nipple over what I'm about to tell you.
Awesome.
I know she listens to the show if she's not suffering from a virus on her computer.
Oh, gotcha.
And we'll be back with some interesting news.
That's
for our friend Anna.
Straight up dirt.
12-year-old was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start shopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Ay-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Concrete. Ay-yah! Brick walls. Ay-yah! Trees. Ay-yah! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Insane!
Well, you've got your diamond, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father'll be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your old man took her down. start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't you play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Everyone, listen up your attention, if you please. Really want to give you a warning, 'cause I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with a subject saying you cheese, better not go taking the chances. Under no circumstances should you open it, or else it will translate your documents into Swahili. Make your TV record Sheely. Nuclear tech. Your laundry static clean. Look out, it's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out, erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out, erase your hard drive and your backups too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert, you need immediately before someone gets hurt. For this message, I'm to everybody. Fogging the shower, so just trash it now, or else it will decide to give you a permanent wedgie. Legally change your name to Wedgie. Even mess up the pH balance in your food. Look out, it's gonna melt your face right off your skull. Look out, and make your iPod only play General Tull. Look out, and tell you knock knock jokes while you're trying to sleep. Look out, and make you physically attracted to sheep. Look out, steal your identity and your
your credit card.
Look out!
Buy you a warehouse full of pink leotards.
Look out!
Then cause a major rip in time and space and leave a bunch of squeaky rappers all over the place.
Let's ride in some
virus alert. She lead immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message out to everybody.
Virus alert.
She lead immediately before someone.
Virus alert.
That was very appropriate.
I usually play that song when I have suffered from a virus here on the computer.
Virus alert.
So, going, just hanging out with Anna.
Has
been interesting. I learn little things every time.
It's every time you're with her.
Yeah. She's a great drunk driver.
She is.
She's half Chinese, half Filipino, so she's a Chinapino. So she reveals to me.
Reveals is the word. Was
just,
she wearing?
We're a, just having a conversation.
Was she wearing an overcoat?
We're just having a conversation, and it flows out of her mouth like she's rehearsed it. And I swear to God, had I been driving, I would have fucking wrecked.
Wow.
I could not believe it. She was telling me she's having a lot of issues with her computer and a lot of viruses.
Yeah.
And she asked me,
sure,
if I thought this reason was the reason why she had so many viruses.
Hmm.
And I said, why? And she goes, I download a lot of porn. And she proceeded not just to tell me that she downloaded a lot of porn, but she told me the types of porn that she liked.
No.
She likes group sex porn.
Wow.
She likes bukkake porn.
What?
She likes BBW porn.
Wow.
Yeah. She says that she watches enough. And she says, what am I supposed to do? I'm a lonely single lady. And she rubbed it raw.
She's rubbed it raw. You serious? That's what she said to you? She's rubbed it raw.
And she was really hoping that she that I could show her where Dumpster 3 was at down at Fremont.
She thought it was real.
That's great.
That's great.
And I was like, yes, that's why you have viruses. You get viruses in real life when you have sex. You know, your computer is going to have viruses.
Yeah, you don't cover your computer in a condom?
Yeah, you don't download porn. They have free sites. You can just watch it. You don't have to download it. Just click.
Even the free ones, you can get viruses.
Yeah, but not as often.
She just needs to cover her computer in latex. It'll be fine. Just rubbed it raw.
Now, when you think it's over,
Doesn't that remind you of
we left the rock star show.
Right. Oh yeah, I remember that.
We were talking that we were gonna, I was gonna cook dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I said, and she goes, well, how long is it gonna take? And I said, why? Do you want to, go home, take a shower, and come back? She goes, why do I smell like seafood?
What? Do I smell like seafood?
She goes, because if I don't smell like seafood, I'm all good.
Damn, man. Good lord.
Don't talk about it on the show. I'm going to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Too late.
Too late.
I go, everything you talk about.
Can you say,
touchdown? That's the stuff we hope for.
And she drives around looking for it.
Looking for porn?
No.
Dumpster 3?
Yeah, looking for men.
No way, does she really?
I was like, I was in her car and I was like, I'm looking for a dollar.
Damn, dude. Wow.
This is Anna.
Anna. You are naughty. Naughty parts. Rubbing it raw. Just, you ever like, you know when somebody like blows their nose like so many times, starts to turn red around the edges, you know? I kind of get that image in my mind. Only down there.
So
don't put
any chapstick
on it.
I could only imagine how excited she got when Ava Devine was on the show.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, dude. We should have had her in here.
But I didn't know.
Oh,
I didn't know then. I didn't know. She would have been having a fit. She's watched lesbian porn. She's watched gay porn.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't done that.
Yeah.
She's got me. She's one up me.
She's one up me.
Yeah.
We could have took her to the porn convention. She would have introduced us to people we didn't know.
Yeah. She's like, oh, and this is so-and-so.
Yeah.
We could have been like, that is a
I'm
man.
I'm not knocking it. No, it was such a surprise.
Yeah. I'm surprised she knows what a boot cake is. That's great, though.
A boot cake.
Daddy, what's a boot cake?
At first
it's a
like,
scary treat.
At first she was like, I don't know what that is. And I told her to research it. And she goes,
Boot cake? She didn't know what it was? Now she does. Now she's an expert.
I told her, I go, because she has no TV in her house. She watches everything on her computer. Well, I go, so you really need to buy a TV.
Shit.
You are spending way too much time on your laptop. Way too much time.
Yeah, seriously. Get one of those machines. That we can watch TV and, like, do your thing.
She's like, I Hulu everything.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
You
Hulu.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
She's probably Huluing right now.
She might be. I download your show, and I watch porn while I listen.
Wow.
She's probably half the people. She just changes the names that want to see you in your underwear.
You know, that could be true. I wonder if that's how that's going down. Because I'm getting a lot of requests for people want to see me half naked or in my underwear, and I don't know why. It's kind of weird. I think it's cool, you know. I'll roll with it.
Because they've seen you with your pictures from the pool and
yeah.
Stuff like that. But guys, just guys and gals, if you want to see Mike in his no shirt, just look at our pictures.
Yeah, look at the
from
pictures.
From the pool.
Yep, from the pool. I got bodybuilding pictures on there if you really... You know, really want to go hunting, you can find it on my Facebook. But buy the DVD. I am half naked in the DVD.
Yes, you are.
Looking pretty good for 2 hours of sleep.
I'm going to point out that I'm not going to mention her name because she's not airworthy at this moment. But
okay.
I would like to say, because we didn't
say,
really, we didn't really address it last week.
Say.
I would like to point out...
He's pointing out.
It's going to be one of those segments where it comes up about what was I thinking.
Yeah.
we do have an awesome voice comment before I get into this.
Got an awesome
You're going to love
voice
this.
Comment.
Rebecca that you work with.
Oh,
who is
yeah.
my friend. I was friends with her.
It's not Rebecca. Rebecca.
Yeah.
She spells her name weird. R-E-B-A-K-A-H, something like that. Rebecca.
Yeah. She, I've worked with her long before you
oh,
did.
It's really exciting.
And this is the message that she's actually left.
This is Rebecca, one of your favorite listeners. Sorry, I sound a little weird, but I just had a tonsillectomy. But I'm still watching your show, listening to your show. So thank you so much for staying around. And if you want to have someone who sounds like Helen Keller on, you can have me. Bye.
So, anyway...
Huh.
Yeah.
She's so funny.
She is funny.
Thanks, Rebecca.
I just want to point out that we went out and did some rock band. Not this week, but last week. And I just want to point out my brother has graduated his first part of his EMT course. He's certified. That actually takes a lot of work. And,
certified, huh?
I just want to say, you know, I'm pretty proud of him. Him and I have.
I think it's awesome.
Him and I have gotten kind of separated over the years, and this is, you know, he's been working his ass up and studying like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, getting picked up by random gay people and dragged off to deserts, only to show up 2 days later. Yeah, he's been working real hard.
He has. He has been working actually really, really tough. It is a tough test, and went out and
it's hard at Piranha. Yeah.
Shut up. No, but I mean, it is cool.
Hell yeah, I haven't done it. I can do it.
It's awesome that he took this test, and he had a lot of fun. Now, when a drunk person tells you to stop looking at them, stop.
Stop looking at them.
Stop looking. Don't, you know, just don't piss them off.
They're already looking for problems.
Yeah, and, you know, my only issue was, here we are at Three Tomatoes. Everybody's singing. Even the bar manager and my brother are.
It's important to know they do have more than just Three Tomatoes.
Yes.
I found that out.
but him and the bar manager were singing, and everybody was, you know, singing along and having a good time. And my brother thought it would be funny because he listens to the show.
Yeah.
He knew that you got attacked by a cougar.
Oh, that's right. I did.
So he thought it would be funny if he started to dry hump me while we were performing as our band.
I think it's funny.
I
would have laughed.
It was funny. Everybody in the band was laughing. Zach was laughing. Rhonda was laughing.
I'd have given you a ha-ha.
You know, and it's well into... We've been in there two and a half hours, and...
She who shall not be named.
Yeah, shows up, and out of nowhere, he has no idea it's my brother. He's never met my brother, and was like, "You're out of control, and you need to leave." That's what you say to somebody when you first walk in.
No, that's bad.
And she walked up to me, and she's like, "Why would you allow him to do that to you?" I'm like, "Do what? Why would you let him dry hump you?"
Just having fun.
Because it's my brother.
He picked
fun.
Me up, remember?
If I didn't know him, I probably would have beat his ass.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, "It's just my brother." "Well, you guys don't look anything alike." I said, "Well, he's not my real brother. He's my..."
Does it matter?
"It's like my foster brother.
What if he's half blood?"
I consider Matt Mike my brother.
Yeah.
You know, just because we don't, you know.
We don't look alike.
Look alike doesn't mean nothing.
Just because we never played sword fight when we were kids. That doesn't mean, you know, we can't be brothers.
Right.
Okay.
And so, I mean, so she, you know, just kept, you know, just pissing him off, and we let him leave. But I just want to...
He did eventually have to leave. I got there a little late. He was a little out of control, but she was way not helping the situation.
And that's what created that whole scenario.
Escalated.
She was like, "He needs to leave. He's out of control." Well, as soon as the bar manager tells me he needs to leave, he'll go.
That's when he goes.
But the bar manager was buying him drinks and bought his whole EMT class drinks, and everybody was there having a good time. And he tells you not to look. You don't stare at him and get mad because you're now sitting in his seat. And she's
you're being a dick.
"I want him to sit somewhere else."
You're in his seat.
You're in his seat.
You sat where he's sitting.
And just, just aggravate. And that's why he grabbed your package as well, because he listened to that show where we just revealed that, you know, Brian came out of nowhere.
And grabbed my package. I didn't mind that he grabbed my package. It didn't bother me at all. If I meet you on the street, feel free to grab my package. I really don't mind. He did it to me. Brian's done it to me. Ava Devine grabbed my package twice. I'm not worried about it, okay?
But so I just want to say, you know, people that do listen to the show and they do know my brother because he has called in from time to time.
Yeah.
We had a great time. Yeah. And
he's a cool dude.
He's working his ass off. And so he
deserved a night of fun.
He did. And I just wanted to clear that up. So if you're listening, you know who you are. Get over it.
Yeah.
Is he going to be at the listen party? He might.
Yeah, I think it would be nice if he was there.
He's my brother.
You know what? He wasn't as bad as Mike. Isn't that his name?
Oh, yeah.
That guy is way out of control.
Now, my dad has let me know that he is coming to the listener party.
So
I do believe the Port St. Lucie shirts need to be
on
display.
I'll sport it. I'll sport one.
Yeah.
I'll have it on. I'm going to wear it. Maybe not the whole time.
Yeah.
But I'll wear it.
Take it easy.
Yeah, hey, not too much. Okay. Don't want to oversaturate you in shit.
That's right.
Where it's happening.
All right. So, as you know, we've been doing some Jack Nicholson stuff, and we've been playing some pretty funny calls.
Yep.
We got one that's Jack Black.
Oh, nice.
And
but before we do that, can I tell you something?
Sure.
I was talking to somebody, I think it was my mom, about this, and it just brings out this fire in me. And I just got to tell you, when you go to a restaurant, what do you order? Right? You order like a steakhouse, whatever. You order steak, you order potatoes, you order celery, or whatever the fuck they give you, right? Do you ever go to like a place and like soup? Okay, who orders soup? Why would you order soup? Why would you feed me soup? Why would you even put soup in my general vicinity? What is soup? What is soup? It's food flavored water. I don't want food flavored water. I want real food.
It depends on what kind of soup that it is.
I don't want tomato soup. Give me a tomato. I don't want chicken broth. Give me the chicken. Well, where'd the chicken go? Well, why can't you give me the chicken?
You can get clam chowder.
I want clams. Well, I don't want chowder, clam chowder. I want clam. I don't want clam juice.
Some places offer soup or salad. Why is that so weird?
It's soup. Why would you eat soup? What a waste. It's a waste. I feel cheated. I don't want soup in my body. It's. I'm tricking it.
Have you ever seen the episode of Seinfeld where he had to, you know, the bet was he had to buy somebody lunch?
Oh, no.
And the guy ordered lunch, and he said, lunch? He goes, I ordered soup. That's not a meal. He goes, that's what you ordered. That is the lunch. You had soup. And he goes, no. He goes, no, that's just soup. And he was like, was not convinced that he ordered soup. And
soup is not a lunch. It's not. Soup is nothing.
Look, it is something.
This right here is soup. This is Mountain Dew flavored water.
Does it fill you up?
No. You can't get full on soup.
Yes, you
it's
can.
It's like water. It's like drinking
yes,
water.
You can.
You get full on water.
You can get full on
but
soup.
Why would you do that? I feel like an Ethiopian. You can't even give me real food? You got to give me food flavored water? That's wrong, okay?
Yeah.
All right, anyway, as you were saying, not that I have anything against Ethiopians. I hope that they get real food someday.
Right. We're gonna take
I'm going
break.
To hell.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a celebrity prank call from Jack Black. And then we'll talk about, who we could prank call with some of these celebrities.
Awesome.
And we'll be back after this.
This morning, a woman reached out. A man stepped up. A family drove their elderly neighbor to the doctor. Someone took 2 hours of their morning to help someone else find affordable child care near work. Somebody sat down with 16-year-old Steven and taught him better note-taking skills and study habits, and suddenly, toughing it out till graduation seemed to Steven a pretty good idea. All this happened today. It'll happen tomorrow. It's happening here, there, right down the street. People are living united. We're not just wearing the shirt, we're living it. We're realizing that the way we live our lives can impact the way others live theirs, their education, their income, even their health. So do something, any little something, as long as it's something. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters.
This bobcat, heavy. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, a fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Mm. Cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy, the first job in Tennessee.
Comedy show. We're up here on the 44th floor with Mad Mike.
And the crowd loves me.
It's our 100th show, and we, you know, we did try to, you know, do some really cool stuff.
But we were like, fuck it, who cares?
For the 100th show, but we've got a listener party coming up, so just come out and party with us.
That's what we're going to do. We're holding it all in for the listener party, and then we're just going to go buck wild.
Now, the cool
buck wild.
Thing...
We're
cool
staying up past 10 people.
The cool thing about... March, when we do the show Bus of the Stars, it's limited seating, guys.
Yes.
Like,
so
we're only giving out a few tickets that are reserved seats, and the rest is show up when we tell you to be there. The bus is going to take off. We're going to perform on the bus. We're going to drink on the bus. We're going to have an outstanding time on the bus. And then we're going to get off the bus, and we're going to go into the Harmon Theater, and we're going to watch Rockstar the Tribute and just rock out and have a great time.
I mean, it's nonstop. I mean, this is all... for you. This is basically us trying to really say thank you to all the people here in Vegas and wherever. You know, come on down. Fly down to see us. Let us know you're coming down and we'll take care of you. We'd love to have you down here. You know where I work. You know, Concierge Monte Carlo. Come say hi to me. Jay's over there at Caesars now. You can say hi to him.
That's right.
And say what's up. And this is for you guys, and this is for us, you know, our way of saying thank you. But the seats are limited on the top where we will be.
We're reserving the top seats for, you know, people that we really want to have up there to the party. And then
and giveaways.
And whatever's left is the lower half of the bus, the bottom half. And I know you guys are thinking, oh, it's probably just another one of those Legends in Concert type you know, impersonator shows.
It's not.
They're playing with a live band. And I mean, not just a live band. I mean, they are playing with guys that are in Whitesnake and Great White and Alice Cooper. And
yeah. These people are, they're phenomenal.
They're unbelievable. And I mean, the show we saw featured a Joan Jett impersonator of Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, he was great.
I mean, the show is
loved him.
Awesome. We, you know, unfortunately, they put us in the VIP section, which normally would be awesome, but
we really
were the only ones rocking out, and I think we should have just went down there. Let's just go down there.
Yeah.
Because it's a badass show. If you go to our website, you'll see the link up there for Rockstar, the Tribute, and all that stuff. So you're going to want to check it out. But right now, we've got a prank call from Jack Black. Woo!
Good afternoon.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
What are you doing?
Who is this?
Me.
Oh, is this Scott?
Me, baby. Me.
Who?
Yeah.
Hello.
I love you.
Who is this?
Me.
Oh, somebody's playing a joke on me.
See? It's fucking simple.
Huh?
Dude, listen. What are you doing?
I'm burning CDs.
Nice. Yeah. Do you have any money?
Why do you want money?
Give it to me.
No. No, I don't have any money.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, man!
Who is this? Who is playing this?
Me, baby. Me.
Me, baby, me. Okay. Recording. They keep playing these things back. Who is this?
Better, closer, warmer.
What do you mean, closer, warmer? Right on the button. Who is this?
What are you doing?
See, it's a recorder because they keep...
God, I'm fucking hungry. Let me check the fridge.
Who is this?
Me, baby, me.
You keep saying me, baby, me. This is fun, actually.
Yeah.
So who is this? You want to stop playing around and tell me who this really is?
Okay.
Who is it?
Check it out. I've been doing cock push-ups.
Cock push-ups.
Do you do push-ups?
Cock push-ups? It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground.
And then you queef, right? You queef?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Get on top, honey.
Suck my dick.
Shut up!
Suck my dick.
You fucking shit! Fuck you!
Motherfucker!
You piece of shit!
Fuck you!
Who
is this?
Get on top, honey.
Who is this?
Me, baby. Me.
You like it in the air?
Oh, man! Give it to me. Fuck my ass. What else?
You like that, huh? You like it?
Yeah.
Hey, don't you stop talking? You talk too much.
See? It's like and simple.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, can you, like, stop now? Tell me who you are.
All right. Me, baby. Me. Click.
That's awesome.
He's like,
me, baby.
Me.
Me.
That was pretty funny. I was thinking... I had a blowout the other day on my car. The back two tires went completely out. And so I went up there to get them fixed because they're guaranteed when I got them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be funny to call Pet Boys, the service department, with Al Pacino. $6,000.
Nice.
You cost me $6,000.
Did you do it?
No, I want to.
Oh, we should.
That'd be hilarious.
Another Jack Black?
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm looking at the menu. God, I'm fucking hungry. Okay. You know how you got the 6-piece nuggets?
Pardon me?
You know how you got the six-piece nuggets?
No, we don't have six-piece nuggets.
Shut up and listen to my order.
Excuse me?
Oh, damn.
Just, can you give me just four nuggets?
Ah, shut up!
Damn.
Quinn, please.
Put two of them up your ass.
Hey, you do the same.
Fuck you!
Who, you know what?
Oh, man!
You got a problem.
Just, can you give me just four nuggets?
I can't give you nothing.
You piece of shit! You fucking dick!
I think you need some help.
Yeah.
Why don't you call somebody that wants to listen to you?
Then why are you telling
them? Take the six nuggets and throw two of them away.
Hey, take them and you know where you can put them.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Yeah. Like, oh.
Click.
So I want to call Pep Boys, McDonald's, Pep Boys, McDonald's, and freaking Jack in the Box.
Jay in the K.
I'm not going to really take a break, but I am going to play a song that I'm going to send out to...
all the worms in the world?
Rabbi over there at the Cybernetics Corps.
That was even my second guess.
Because while I was there watching the store the other day, he had four players that come in that are certifiably sponsored by the Halo team.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, so...
and do they enjoy it?
This is for Cybernetics Corps and all the guys that like to play Halo.
Cool.
Here it is for you now.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was totes having fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
Games that I tried were not enough to waste my time on. I don't really see why you play Duty and Fallout 3 felt so contrived. Don't understand why you play Rock Band, cause it's just one game that I get high on. Play it all the time, it's getting really fine, copied it to my hard drive. Halo, this is all I play. Ooh. I got my Halo. This is all I play. Ooh. I always know when my ammo is low and a fast reload's what I rely on. On a killing spree, no one's as good as me through the campaign and I haven't died. Come to believe that I'm better than Steve when we play split screen, he gets his cry on. No one's beating me, challenge is what I need, bet I would hold on Xbox Live. Halo, this is all I play. So you better run for cover, but there's nowhere to go. Play on legendary, baby, I'm so good at scary, man, you don't. When I took my game on Xbox Live, so many of energy was now it's killing me. Two glowing blades, I'm stuck inside. Everyone here makes me coward, dear. Maybe I should just go run and hide. What a lousy spawn, don't know what's going on. My every kill has been denied. Halo, this is all I play. Ooh. I suck at Halo. This is what I. The more I play, the less close I know, the more I realize I'm blowing hay.
Was that Dark Side? Oh.
That is, of course, Halo right there.
Halo!
good Red Hot Chili Peppers cover right there.
That was very good. So, I just went to the bathroom. You played that song, and I had to take a crap. And I sat down to take a crap, and I found in my back pocket my checks, which have been missing for the last 3 days, and I actually did not know where they were, and have been looking for them, and was kind of panicked. And then, lo and behold, you take a crap. Magical things happen, I guess.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Another ta-da moment
yeah.
in the life of Mad Mike.
That's right. See, I take crap, I find money. That's great.
The guy at the grocery store says to me today, he goes, Sunday, right? I said, yeah. And he goes, you and Mike recording the show? Oh, fuck, I forget who I tell.
Yeah, seriously.
I give business cards.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Tonight.
Tonight. I said, tonight.
I'm going to have to come and watch you guys. What do you mean you're going to come and watch us? There's nothing.
There's nothing to watch.
There's nothing to watch.
It's kind of boring.
I'm bored, all right? I just do it for you fuckers.
Yeah. We're here for you.
That's it. Coming up, we've got a great interview that we have done backstage to Harmon Theater with the cast of Rockstar the Tribute.
Yeah, man, them motherfuckers, man, they so cool, man.
We don't even know. We had a very good time interviewing them. And again, I want to thank Martin Andrew for setting that up.
Yeah, man, that's one cool white dude. I like him. He's all right.
Bobby Slayton's in town.
He's supposed to be.
He was in the show at the Palms. It's a benefit show
tonight. I'm fucking Tigers.
And we were going to try and get him on. He said all press has to be handled through the Palms, and he gives me this number. And they were like, "Yeah, we just don't think you have the right credentials." I'm like, "Motherfucker, that guy's been on my show 5 times." I'm like, and so Bobby, I sent him a text message. He goes, yeah, they're not allowing us to interview.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the right credentials?
Yeah, I guess because we're internet. Look, pal, we got 100,000 downloads.
Dude, we're huge in Guantanamo. All right?
Yeah. They love us in Germany, fucker.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucker.
What about you?
So whatever, Bobby.
Fucker, that means friend.
But Bobby does have his Showtime special coming out on DVD, I believe March 5th. So we will have him on.
Buy ours first.
Talk about that. Yeah, buy, yeah, ours is available right now.
Yeah, and ours is actually going to be funny.
Just go. Oh yeah, that's a funny story. But actually, just go to rockincomedyshow.com. You'll see the Buy Me button, yeah, and just click on it, and it's pretty simple. It's easy. It's $10, $3 to shipping and, for shipping and handling, $13 total. You can handle it.
You can handle it.
We've actually sold
50, it's like a sack.
We've actually sold 55 copies.
No shit. Wow.
Yeah. And I'm we only impressed. Had 100 made up. So Anthony Cools, you might be making a little more money off of us. So here's the thing. Anthony Cools was like, "Hey, you know, I've got the printing equipment here, you know, at the office."
Office being his house.
Yeah, you know, well, it's in his office. It's in the back. It's like a whole separate thing. But
he's got a fucking mansion.
Yeah, he was like, you know, I could do it, you know, for the same price. You know, these guys are gonna, you know, charge you maybe a little bit less. I was like, cool. And he goes, okay, you know, we'll do it tomorrow. Here's my address. So he texts me his address. I Google map it.
You Googled.
And I fucking go.
You Googled it.
I go where it tells me to go, and I'm like. I sent him a text message. I'm like, "Do you live in a gated area?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Here's the gate code." Gives me the gate code. And I go, "Yeah, it didn't work." And he goes, "What do you mean it didn't work?" I go, "It didn't work." And he goes, "Let me buzz you in." Fine. I'm sitting there. The gate doesn't open. I'm like, "It didn't open." He goes, "I what's watched it open." I go, "It didn't open." He goes, "Where the hell are you?" I go, I'm at the lakes on Sahara and Fort Apache. And he goes, "I don't live there." I go, "Well, that's where Google Maps sent me." He goes, "Well, Google Maps sucks." I go, "I'm not having this discussion. Where do I go?" He goes, "I live on the corner of Tanea and Oki."
That's so different way.
15 minutes in the opposite direction.
Yeah, man.
So I get there and I get all the way to his house, buzz in the gate, pull in. He walks out in his robe, Mr. fucking multimillionaire with his fucking cars and his limo all out in front. I go, wonder which house is his.
Yeah, right.
There's six in the cul-de-sac.
Oh, wow.
And so I send him a text message. I go, "I'm assuming yours is the house that has the limo that says Hypno 9 on it." And we go, and then we set it all up, but I'm like.
You're late.
Yeah, he goes, thanks for being on time.
Yeah. Like, you're still in your robe, Anthony.
Yeah, you're in your robe.
You don't even...
Drinking coffee at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Shut up.
Yeah. No lip from you.
But a cool guy. I want to thank Anthony, of course, for helping us out and getting those done. And they look amazing. The final product is... I just can't believe that we've done this. This is so cool. It looks awesome. And I told Anthony, you know, with the artwork, go ahead and put something on the back, like his logo and something. For doing it. And all proceeds go to me and Mike.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, you hear like, "Oh, all proceeds are going to Haiti." You know what? Where was all this support when, New Orleans needed our help?
Yeah.
You know, we raised $58 million for Haiti, and we have... three of our major networks carrying the telethon at the same time.
Yeah.
We can't even help the homeless here in our own freaking country, but we're helping Haiti.
Yeah.
Come on. Really? Help the homeless.
Help the homeless.
Feed them. Feed our hungry children and get medical supplies to the, you know, to the kids out there that have flies all over their face. And
grow more green beans.
Yeah, you know, come on.
Do something.
So anyway.
Learn to fly. Let's put money into learning how to fly.
Order the DVD, rockincomedyshow.com, for the behind-the-scenes making of Meow remix. You get the video. You get the behind-the-scenes antics, which is funny because a lot of times Dino Mike had no idea what we were doing with that camera. So it's really good for that.
Yep, and a little bonus.
A little bonus feature of Mad Mike.
Yep. That's right. So enjoy it, folks.
Yeah. So it's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, our interview with the fine folks of Rockstar the Tribute. And then when we come back, we've got a how-to.
Yes,
we've got the news. And we've got the Crazy 8 Countdown. Big show, but hey, it's 100. We'll be back.
My kidney function has been low. Some days I just don't have to go. The doctors have these tests they run. There's one test that's lots of fun. Ha, ha, ha. He, he, he. Little brown jug, how I love thee. 24 hours collecting my pee in a little brown jug, how I love thee. I tried to do as I was told. He said I had
keep it cold in the fridge. I didn't think a friend would come and take a drink. Oh my God, she didn't see that the little brown jug was full of pee. What do I say? Say la vie, little brown jug, how I love thee.
To the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are not here on the 44th floor right now. We are backstage of the Harmon Theater. We got the elite VIP access. We're next to the restrooms.
Yeah.
And also next to the restrooms, we have Steven Tyler.
Wow, honey, baby.
And Joan Jett is also here.
Hi, Joni.
Hey.
And you guys are part of this rock show that's here at the Harmon called Rockstar the Tribute.
Yes, we are. All right, I'm going to get out of character now.
You guys are, well, Steven Tyler is, of course, a long time. We know him on the show here. Years ago, Jay Basinger. Is that pronounced right?
It's Basinger, actually.
Basinger.
But, yeah, we do go
You're
back.
You're fucking it all up. Let's
What can I say? We'll edit in post.
Edit in post. I love it.
But Jay and I, years ago, you were with your... Aerosmith tribute band.
Yeah.
We did a show at the Loose Moose in Anaheim and
the
rocked
Loose
the house.
Moose. Who can forget?
What a name.
Yeah, there was no moose.
Yeah. Sounds like a place Jay hangs out all the time.
I'll never tell, but There's a lot of moose down in Anaheim. They're loose.
It was a good event. But also because you work with Barry Bookbinder.
Barry. I love Barry.
You did a great
My
parody.
My favorite lawyer. That's a songwriter.
Yeah, you did a great song parody for an Aerosmith song.
That was a lot of fun. It was a take on
Love in an Elevator.
What was that?
Fart in an Elevator.
Farts in an Elevator.
I still haven't heard this story, by the way.
Well, Joni, there's a lot of things you haven't heard. Now, Joni's got a movie out here, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I think so.
What? Yeah.
Is it an X-rated one or what?
No.
Yeah. I don't think so.
What is this? What is that movie called anyway? It's the Joan Jett.
I should know the answer to that.
Yeah, you should.
Experience?
I don't.
Jeez, it's got, what's her name?
The actress from Twilight.
Yeah. What is that chick's name?
Blair Johnson.
Nope.
I just made it up.
No, I don't think that's it at all. No.
Anyway, the name escapes us at the moment, but I know that movie's out right now, so Joan Jett's pretty hot. Well, what we got going here is called Rockstar the Tribute, and we're at the Harmon Theater, 6 nights a week. We're running Wednesday through Monday, and shows are at 7 o'clock every night. We're dark on Tuesdays. Oh, look who just walked up.
It's our good friend Martin Andrew.
Hello.
Martin's definitely no stranger here on the show, from rocking out to... you know, elbows to porn stars.
All kinds of good stuff, man.
What is this porn star thing, Martin?
I was in there and I became a microphone for the evening. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Where did the microphone go?
Right inside Ava Devine.
Yikes!
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. There was that great big black thing as well, wasn't there?
Yes, there was.
It was fun.
Great big black, yes.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the show?
Which one? Man, this one or the one in the studio?
The one in the studio. This one.
Yeah, this one was awesome.
This was awesome. You guys rocked out.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, we got a real...
When I finally woke up. I don't know what was going on.
Woke up.
No, the show was awesome. You guys rocked out. You know what, though? I noticed you guys get, like, these timeshare cats that come in here, and they're, like, 80 years old, and they sit down not knowing what to expect.
That was my parents.
And then they just, like, yeah.
You bastard. Go fuck yourself. I'm out of here.
There is a bathroom right here.
Oh, so we can actually use profanity on this show?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Well, fuck me running.
Hey!
But look who else just walked up.
Yeah, Alex Trek, he's got a Heineken, too, and he didn't have nothing to share.
Oh, yeah, he does have a little nice. Heineken. Yeah, and Joni, you got a beer. Where's my beer?
Yeah. Now, you, how long have you been in Vegas? Did you come out for this show? Or?
You know, we started this show about, maybe 8 months ago. Oh. And, we started at Planet Hollywood, and we just moved next door here to a Harmon Theater, and we're loving it at Harmon Theater. So, anyway, we have a new act in the show, and it is Greg here, Greg Finsley.
Obviously, he's performing as Liberace.
Pardon me, Reverend. Excuse me, ma'am. Good to see you, boys.
No, you're actually Freddie Mercury in the show, right?
I do the Freddie Mercury vocals and piano, just not the lifestyle. So keep those beers at a steady 48 degrees, mate. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. Glad you guys are here, man. It's good to see you.
Now, how long have you been in the show?
I just stepped in about 2 days ago and come out of New Orleans, Louisiana. And I'm loving it. I've got other things that I take care of, Queen-wise, Queen tribute, but this is the number one. This is really happening so fast, and the people are wonderful here. It's really a great show.
Yeah, we had a great time. It was awesome.
Wonderful, wonderful people. The lights and the crew and the sound people, everything is spot on. It's fantastic.
Do people ever get, like, so into it, they, like, start throwing things like underwear, bras, use condoms onto the stage, anything like that?
Yes, and I use them all. I recycle, okay?
Well, you know, use condoms, you can just turn them inside.
Yeah,
down,
rinse, recycle, reuse, yeah, something like that.
Flotation device, something like that, right. You know? But it's really...
we learned that from Martin.
Yeah. It's a tight show, and this is a great guy.
He's
really
like Rod Stewart and MacGyver, like, in one.
That's right. That's
he's real creative that way, isn't it?
Yeah, he is. Very creative.
Martin is a dirty birdie.
Well, we're going to be promoting the hell out of the show on our show. Awesome. We
are you? Yeah. That's
fuck
great,
yeah.
Man.
Fuck
well,
yeah.
We should, yeah, I mean, let me see. I mean, does he really do Rod Stewart, though, besides interviewing porn stars? I mean...
You know, he actually has come on the show and has never done Rod
Stewart. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to fix that. Yeah. We're doing that duet. You and me
that's
doing
right.
Forever
oh, yeah.
Young, remember?
Forever
you
Young.
Man of One.
In the song. I'm practicing it, learning it, because I didn't actually really know it.
I will say that he practiced it at karaoke a couple of weeks ago, and
he got molested
by a cougar.
He got molested by a cougar.
She came up and ripped his shirt off and everything. It was quite the sight.
That's a good sign.
She was.
I've got a wig for you and everything.
She was down for it. Let me tell you right now. She's all. There's pictures. She's all sniffing my neck. Licking my.
She took his shirt and stuffed it inside
her
bra.
Oh, dude, she was all over it. Took his shirt, stuffed in her bra, sniffing it. Wow. She was having a great time. Thank you. You don't even know.
I'm just
lucky.
Lucky.
I can't go anywhere. You can't take me anywhere.
Rod. We'll do that. We will do that duet though.
Yes.
Ready? And a one. Come on. Give me a little Maggie. Come on, buddy. Oh, okay, bring her out.
Well, hey, if Maggie gives you a problem, I'll punch her in the face. You just let me know.
Well, we are going to be promoting the show because, like I said, we liked it a lot. And we're going to actually be doing a listener party, and I'm filling it up one
night. I am.
Yeah, we're going to fill this place up.
Well, yeah, yeah, rock doll, living in a movie, a hot train, that is it, cutie, so fine, never see you leaving by the rock doll, man. There you go.
Keep smelling the chandon in the pretty cabinet. Let them engage, she says, just like me, Antoinette.
And it sort of goes like that, I think. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Hilton, cause she could care less.
So we wanted to give you a little sample there.
That was awesome.
What it actually is on stage.
Well,
that's actually how it is backstage.
This?
Yeah.
Like, what makes you like, oh yeah, I'm going to be Joan Jett. Sure, fuck it, why not? Yeah, how do you start with that?
Well, I sing in a rock band in town called Tokyo Queen, and I've always been a rock singer, and I've never impersonated anybody, but Joan Jett is so close to the way I sing anyway that I came and saw this show, and there was no female in it when I saw it. And I just went up to Jay over here, Steven Tyler, and said, hey, you need a Joan Jett, and I believe your question was, who should that be? And I think I said it was me. Yeah.
And so it was?
And
so you've only been impersonating recently.
Well, how long have I been here? Since September?
Yeah, you've been here a while. You're a veteran now.
I'm a veteran at this point, yeah.
And you've been doing Steven Tyler forever.
They completely take me for granted.
For a long time.
Because me and Crazy J go way back to, 1998?
Yeah, right around
something like that. Back to the Anaheim Loose Moose days.
With your rocks band.
Loosey Goosey Moosey.
And how long have you been doing Freddie Mercury for?
I've been doing it for a long time. That was really my first concert back in 77 in Fort Worth. And I've got a band in Dallas called Queen for a Day, which you've probably heard of. And sometimes I pinch it for Queen Nation, which is in L.A., which are some great guys. And Jaretta, their singer, fantastic individual. And I've just been hooking it for about 7 years, I guess so. So it sort of started when one of the guitarists had heard me, thought it was the radio at the music store we worked, and he said, well, let's exploit this guy. You know, let's get him out. So it's been a real blessing. And I've been hooked up with some of the best people here. So it's really been a lot of fun. Yeah, a lot
of fun. Absolutely. And the greatest thing about this is when you're backstage, if you have to crap, all you got to do is just go through one door and you're there.
Yeah, you really fix it. You got an obsession here with these restaurants back here.
This is like the coolest thing I think I've ever seen. I've ever done an interview.
And handicap accessible too, buddy.
Oh, that's great. If I ever hurt my hip or my calf maybe, and I'm hobbling around, I can just get right in there.
Well, the other cool thing about this show is the guys you're playing with.
Oh, yeah, your band.
The band.
Awesome people. Awesome.
Those guys are amazing.
Well, we got an all-star band, and that was a concept to recruit the real band members from the real bands. And so we've been featuring, our main feature is, of course, Christopher Frazier from Whitesnake, and he just got off tour with Whitesnake. And until they go back out again, we've been blessed with his presence in our show. And so here he comes now.
Oh, look, here's Chris.
Look, he's sneaking up, just talking about you, buddy.
He knew it. That's why he started walking over here.
Sneaking up. And, come here, Chris. And tell me how you feel about playing with Rockstar. This is actually Chris Frazier doing. See if you can. Yeah, come on, dude. Do it, buddy.
That's all right. We won't tell nobody.
No. Well. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get him to do a famous celebrity. But you can just be yourself for now.
No, Jay, you're killing me here. I don't know what to say to these people.
We love
it. It's so nice. The radio is not what it used to be.
It's not.
Because it's the internet.
Because it's the internet.
I got uploads and downloads up my ass. I don't know what to do.
He did.
I said the A word. I'm so sorry.
The mildest upload. Word ever, yeah. On this show.
What a shitty thing to say.
You know? Awesome.
So kiddies, stay off school and go to drugs. No, wait. I'm sorry.
Woo! And that's how we roll.
That's how you roll. Awesome show, though.
Yeah, you guys, seriously. Bad ace. Bad
ace. I mean, if you learn how to drum, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm taking lessons right now. From Ricky Rocket.
Oh, nice. Nice.
But no, bump.
Nice. Bucket of fish.
You gotta stand up now. You can't sit down anymore.
So do you guys like pickles by chance?
Love them.
Yeah. Do you
awesome.
Like dill pickles or sweet pickles?
Dill.
Cucumbers?
That's not nice, Jay.
Branson.
I'm Joan Jett. I don't think she likes cucumbers. Remember, Carlin?
Yeah, Joni. Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, when I was coming up and I first saw Joan Jett, I mean, that just broke my heart when I heard the news. But Joni went the other way.
She's an illegal alien? Oh, she's
both ways, or
she's Lebanese, right?
Yeah. I think she went the one way until she worked with a bunch of men for about 20 years, and then until she didn't.
Yeah.
Turns out it's a round door.
She's Lebanese, right?
Oh. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But
I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
All right, Freddie.
Very nice.
So we got Chris Frazier from Whitesnake. Who else is in the band here? We've got Rob Robbins from up there in Canada from April Wine. Awesome. You know the band, Roller. And hey, don't make me laugh. Take off, eh? Anyway, April Wine, Roller, and I Like to Rock and all those big hits, Sign of the Gypsy Queen. We got Rob on guitar, and we got Tony Montana from Great White. Remember Great White? Yeah, Tony. Yeah. Not that Tony Montana.
We're scared every
night. So Tony's on bass. We got Brent Fitz from the Alice Cooper band as well in the band. And it's an all-star band. We got about 75 million records sold right behind all the impersonators. And that's what makes this show cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Yeah, well, you know what, really, as far as, like, you know, Martin Andrew, I don't really think his career would have taken off if he hadn't done our show, so...
That's what I heard.
He really skyrocketed after our interview.
Here he comes.
You know what?
Got a microphone.
Keep fucking talking, because sooner or later, I'm going to be in there with a fucking wig on your fucking head, and you're going to have to sing that fucking song, and then we'll see who's fucking laughing.
And then when that happens, you'll finally sell some books.
Can you say the word? Hey, Martin.
Have you read his book? His book is awesome.
No one here's read my book. They don't like me.
Oh.
Everybody buy my book. Come and see the show, but buy my book. It's more important than the show. Buy my book.
I'm pretty sure I asked for your book, and you said, oh, no, I'll just tell you.
Because you asked for it.
You got it.
Oh.
Sorry.
Ah. Well, how much is your book? There. Oh, see.
Right. He doesn't know offhand.
He doesn't know. No one's bought one, so he has no idea.
You don't have that kind of money. No, wait a minute. Maybe you do.
24?
Amazon.com.
$24.
$20 through my website, signed.
First 12 callers only.
And we're going to be having it on the Rock and Comedy Show website as well. You'll be able to get it there.
Actually, there's going to be an announcement about a special deal on the books for the Rock and Comedy Show very soon.
Oh, cool.
Buy one, get four free.
Buy one, get a free medium nacho. Mail it direct to you.
It's a great word.
It is.
Nacho.
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 It's like a nickname.
I had a roommate named Nacho.
Yeah, right. There you go.
It was awesome. When I kicked him out, I told him he had to leave because I go, this is not your room anymore.
Oh. Oh.
Where's Ricky Rocket? Put on pump.
But Nacho is a great name. And a great snack.
I need a beer.
I need two.
We all need a beer. So we're going to wrap this up.
Can I swear on the internet?
You can swear as much as you want.
Do you guys have any websites, anything you want to plug really quick? You guys have anything you want to plug really quick on any websites, Facebooks?
Oh,
do you tweet? Do you twote?
Joan.
Tweet?
I don't
you
tweet.
You twat?
You know what? That was bad. That was totally unnecessary. Okay.
That was
not unnecessary.
I don't tweet because I don't really get it. I mean, I'm supposed to say, like, I'm, you know, taking a shower now. I'm going to open my car door now.
I'm going to towel off now.
I don't understand. Okay, yeah.
In the mirror. I just pooped and my anus is bleeding, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. She rubs the lotion on the skin now. But, you know, I am on Facebook. It's Carrie Stacy. Pretty easy to find. And I have a MySpace. Again, Carrie Stacy at MySpace. Not very interesting.
Not a narcissist at all.
Well, come on.
CarrieStacy.com, CarrieStacy.net, CarrieStacy.us.
Okay, you know what, mister? I have a name. Your last name no one can pronounce, okay? It's not my problem. I have a cooler name than you. Just
yeah, you
with
too.
It.
You got two first names.
Yep. Fancy that. Well, I think you do too, darling.
Was, I can't.
Don't you, Martin Andrews?
No S.
Oh, Andrew.
Yeah.
His accent never, fucks me up. My bad. No.
Nice.
Almost hurt my mouth. Wow.
Nice.
Oh, well, man. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, it's rockstarthetribute.com. And I think we're on Facebook as well. We're on.
We are on Facebook.
What is, you know, the address?
No, but you can find it for
Rockstar
mine. Carrie Stacy, you can.
Oh, Carrie Stacy's got linked up. I think Martin's
they
got
also
linked
have
up.
The link. They also have the link on rockstar.com.
Oh, they do? Yeah. The MySpace as well.
Yeah.
And I think we got a Twitter, Twatter, whatever the heck it is.
I don't get the Twitter. I still don't get it.
Do we after this interview, they're going to put a link to the Rockstar site on the radio station, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. And we'll do it the same. We'll link up to you guys.
100,000 downloads a month, so.
Hey.
Yeah, man. How do you guys wing that? That's amazing. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, baby. Oh, baby. MySpace.com/QueenTribute, all lowercase. And my cousin runs that one in L.A. when he's not working on Desperate Housewives. Ooh la la, baby. But other than that, it's all good. Sorry. Pardon me, Reverend. Excuse me, ma'am.
I want a beer.
We're awesome. All good here.
Well, we got to wrap this up, guys. We want to thank you for coming out and letting us be part of the show.
Yeah, thank
thanks
you.
For having us.
Thank you. And don't play fart in an elevator either.
Okay. I'm playing it before
we
go into break.
Are you
really? Right into the break. I'm going
you
in.
You guys haven't heard that. It's a little parody tune I did.
Gee, are you sure?
It's silly.
Is that what that is?
No, it's the real. No, it's a legitimate song. Lots of downloads.
Is it kind of like living on welfare? Like some shit like that?
Now we can have a
break. I want you to break out a little bit of that, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay. And a one. And a two.
Take my spam. We'll make it, I swear. Oh, living on welfare.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like that? I'm just saying, you know, fart in an elevator might be somewhat similar.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's very good. But, they could have a resurgence on the show now that...
Yeah.
No, and actually, I think... didn't they play that on Dr. Demento way
Who?
Back when? Dr.
Who?
Demento show.
Who?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Okay, edit that out. Sorry.
That's all right.
Is he still alive? Is he dead?
I think so. Okay. I remember something.
Anyway, I didn't know you were competing.
Yeah. Right, well, we are now. We are now.
Now, yeah.
No, he could stay. Okay. I know he listens.
Does he?
Yeah, he listens. Because he wants
that guy like 98 years old now?
He's close to it, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Hot.
Still rocking.
All right, Stan.
All right, man. Thank you guys for...
All right,
thanks, Jay, man. Appreciate it so much.
Store, Food Court, Burrito Barn, House of Dairy, Broccoli Palace. Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Cheesecutter. How was your lunch?
Yeah, that was written years ago, and that's actually how I know Jay. But we did this party at this bar, the Loose Moose, for my sister's birthday. She was a huge Aerosmith fan.
Is this the sister I met?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it's the only one I got. But we rocked out, and so it's actually funny he remembers that gig.
That's cool, man.
And I do want to point out my favorite part of that interview was Martin down this hall.
Fuck yeah!
When you were talking about injuring his leg.
Yes, yeah, cause he did. He hurt his leg. If you guys remember, listen back a few shows when Martin Andrew came on.
It was a Christmas show, actually.
Yeah, he was all bummed out, his leg, anyway.
I buggered my leg.
He buggered his leg. Fuck that means. But he did a really good bugger number on it.
So. He did.
Buggered it good.
He did bugger good.
But he's better now.
But it's so funny to hear him all the way down the hall. Fuck you!
I'm glad that I picked that up, because he was pretty far down that hall. But
wasn't going to be a part of that interview. He's like, you've had me on. Just interview these guys. And he kept walking back. You know, it's deadly.
Because it's fun. That's why. He knows you were having a good time. You know what it was? It's because we were in the VIP room.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And he wanted to be a part of that. Oh. I can't say I blame him.
Really?
I would have done the same thing. I mean, I did. I wasn't there.
But so I want to thank Rockstar the Tribute for being on the show, guys. Check the show out. It is awesome. 6 nights a week. They do 2 shows a night, 7 o'clock and 11 o'clock.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they did 2 shows a night.
And they just rock it. And they do change up the lineup. A little bit. Sometimes you get a Led Zeppelin guy and you get, you know.
Sometimes you get Queen.
Sometimes you get Queen. Sometimes you...
Sometimes you get Spumoni ice cream. you don't know.
Sometimes you... Joan Jett was hot.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Yeah, she was hot, actually.
She was very hot.
She was actually... She had a nice little... She had some good bags.
She's thinking about coming on the show.
She had some nice luggage.
She can sing some of her other stuff because she is in another band.
As she was saying.
So that's cool.
And what was her name? Like Carrie...
Casey...
Kevin Spacey?
Stacy Casey or Stacy Casey?
Kevin Spacey?
Doesn't matter. She's hot.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
If you go to Rockstar the Tribute you can website, you can see her there.
Yeah. Is she one of our friends yet on Facebook?
Probably not.
No? Are you a friend on Facebook? And that's what we should be asking.
Yeah. And
be
if
our
not,
friend on Facebook.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Junk Space McGee. McGee. Find me, fuckers. Like, it's that hard.
Like, it doesn't matter. He doesn't talk to you on Facebook anyway.
I don't. But still, it'd be nice to know that you care.
Yeah.
It would help me sleep at night.
Yeah. Yeah, help me sleep at night if you'd start promoting the show.
Oh, I do. Hey, everybody, listen to the Rotten Comedy Show.
Not now.
Hey!
It was Facebook.
Rotten Comedy Show.
Nice.
Oh, Facebook. I have, like, 50 friends.
So what?
They're all your friends.
So what? These are the people that listen to the show because of you. It'd be nice if you sent out something once in a while.
All right, right, right.
Instead
right.
of all the wacky status reports that I send out that people think you're actually saying to me.
That's true.
I sent out a good one the other day, and it actually did sound like something that you would have said.
I've actually been posting some stuff myself.
You have. It, you know.
I've been trying to like get more active on it.
That's good. You should.
Yep.
Let me find it really quick. The one that I said the other day was totally what you would have said.
Was it tsunami for your mommy?
I sent out one on Facebook Sputterman the other 2? Day. Sputterman 2.
Sputterman 2.
Yeah. You guys have to watch that. Sputterman 2.
Sputterman 2. We're going through pictures right now, so I'm making music for you. Oh, are you there?
Here's one I did for Dino Mike that says, the knocking you heard last night, that was her head slowly going through the wall. Dino Mike. And then I have one that says, I told her for every minute she spent down there, I would donate $1 to the Haiti Relief Fund. The Haiti Relief Fund. Totally worked. Michael Johnson.
Totally worked.
Totally worked. Michael Johnson.
Nice.
That's pretty good stuff.
Good thing he's not running for mayor or anything.
Yeah. It's a good thing. But, is this I don't know where I am, but there are firefighters. Junk McGee.
Yes. That is definitely something I would probably say.
Just completely random bullshit.
Yeah. Go to my profile.
Go to yours?
Yeah. You can go to mine, right?
It's so boring.
You can go to mine. Where's that?
We'll just type up junk here.
Yeah, see? Junk. See how we found it, folks? Junk. That's all you need to type in.
And there it is.
What do I have on there?
Oh, yeah, you commented because Dino Mike commented on your milkshake bit. I have a milkshake bite on the back of my shoulder. He says, oh, my God, dude, that made me lose it. And I put good shit, right? And then you said, I said that?
Yeah, I kind of forget at times.
Yeah, at times, almost every almost every fucking week.
Yeah, yeah. All right. That happens, folks.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff.
But yeah, check out Facebook. We're on there more than we are
anything else.
MySpace and not Twittering as much, but I do Twitter some stuff every once in a while. But
yeah, I get on there. I don't even have a tweet.
But Facebook,
account.
We do put up some interesting stuff, like the disco version of the Star Wars theme. Please watch that.
Oh, that's cool.
It's not cool.
Oh, it's not cool. I mean, that's bad.
I think the best comment that I had about it was from Dino Mike's roommate, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
And he actually wrote, because I was like, can you say what the fuck is this? You'll see a little sample of it right here. What the fuck is right, he says. I feel like I just dropped acid while rolling my body through a gallon of black paint and the scattered contents of a toolkit. And then James, who shot the Dynamite music video, says, thanks to the French, I never need to actually take any drugs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look at that. If you guys want to know what I'm talking about, you seriously need to just type up Star Wars Made in France on YouTube, and you can see this thing.
Oh, no.
I want to thank Zach for pointing this out to me.
What the hell? Oh, my God. None of them are even in sync.
And watch the gold sparks on their hand.
They're not even in sync. That makes it even funnier.
Wait till you see that fader.
Oh, no. What the hell? That's fucking weird. Oh, ta-da! Oh, my God. If Darth Vader was gay,
that's what he would look like.
If Darth Vader was a homo, oh my gosh. Dance like you've never danced before.
And there's
before.
Nobody else in the video except for C-3PO and Darth,
Vader. Seriously?
Yeah. Now watch the gold spark. Watch.
Boy, this is so like homoerotic. It's not even funny.
You people listening right now, go to YouTube and type up Star Wars dude. Made in France, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Oh, God. What the hell is going on? Oh, Lord.
I know right now Zach's listening, and he's hearing the music, and he knows what we're watching.
Oh, God, dude. Yeah, they're not even in sync. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Seriously? I'll never look at Kate the same again. Oh my God, dude. Just because C-3PO sounded like a homo doesn't mean he was one. Oh. Take your pants off. God, you gotta stop this, dude. I barely have a brain left as it is.
Welcome to my nightmare. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we've got a how-to.
Yeah!
And we got more. It'll be happening right after this.
This entire piece of music was played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. For more information on hands-only CPR and to make your own hand symphony track, visit handsonlycpr.org today. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs and she was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Rattlesnake at the Pond.
Oh, Johnny, skipping rocks at the pond sure is fun.
Hey, look, a moving stick.
That ain't a stick. That's a rattlesnake.
Sassy, we're in danger.
Good idea, Sassy. Go get Mr. Gunderson.
You will in a second, but first you'd like to tell us something we may not know about animal shelters in the United States?
It's getting close, Sassy!
Approximately 8 million pets enter shelters each year? The majority of which are in shelters because of owner-related issues that the animals have no control over?
Sassy the rattlesnake! Save us, Sassy!
What, Sassy? You wish you were videotaping this? Sassy!
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Mr. Crazy J.
I thought you were crazy.
This is the crazy man.
Titties and bear.
Titties and bear.
Titties and bear.
Titties and bear.
I thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
Big titties and beer.
Hunting two-legged deer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Titties and beer.
There's one thing Daddy likes, and that's titties and beer.
Big old titties. A little titties and beer. Great big titties in my beer. God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties. Fucking.
That ain't the song, but it is now, and we'd love to do that at your wedding if you'd have us. That'd be a great song to usher in in-laws with, wouldn't it? Teddy's and beer.
Oh.
You just hear Grandma?
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are having a good time up here. Check us out anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, rockandcomedyshow.com. Took a break, watched Spider-Man 2.
Is that what we did? For, I forgot we took a break, but I couldn't remember why.
Because we were watching Spider-Man 2.
Oh, Spider-Man 2, yeah? Haven't you seen Spider-Man 2?
Go to superego.com, check out the video for
watch it.
Spider-Man 2.
Yes, let's check that out. That's
very
funny.
Trying to get those guys to come on the show because they're going to be in Vegas in a couple of weeks.
That'd be great. Oh, it's going to have a listener party.
They're definitely thinking about it. I think it's going to be
we'll get them a card, party. Then get a free pizza.
That does work.
It has worked a couple times.
It has. And Anna doesn't believe me. And I'm like, well, then, you know, don't try, Anna.
Yeah, don't try. It, don't put it on your pants.
So she's like, I'm on a budget. She tells me. I'm on a budget.
Get a free pizza.
Right?
Stop buying porn.
So she gets $3 in free slot play. Right? And doesn't win anything.
Nice.
I put $5 in, and I win $50. So who's on the bitter budget?
Yeah. Who now?
Don't you understand that when the casino gives you $3 in free slot play, you're not going to win?
Ain't going to happen.
You're playing up against the house's money.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to make sure they
you're not going to win.
They're going to take it.
But she did rock at the Rockstar
Karaoke.
We have to go. We have to go see her do that. You'll be surprised. And that's how you should do Forever Young.
Yeah, like just like that? Yeah, should.
No, up on stage with a live band.
Oh.
Get Martin to come out with you.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
I gotta keep working on the song. I don't know very well yet.
And Glenn, who lives right down the street.
Won't be there.
From the M. I was like, hey, you should come down. I'm hanging out, having a few drinks. Anna's, doing some karaoke.
Chill out, bro.
Just in, hanging out. Just watch some TV.
Jesus.
Glenn, come and hang with us. Come on. We miss you, buddy.
We do. Well, we used to.
Yeah. You're on a real thin line now.
That's right,
yeah.
Pal.
Yeah. Bet you don't even show up to the listener party.
Yeah. And you better show up with some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You better show up with some. You better just show up with something.
Right now, I'm telling everybody, bring your cameras because you're going to watch Mike eat an entire jar of dill pickles.
No. You're going to watch Jay eat an entire sack. A sweets.
Okay. An entire sack. I'm going to Costco's and I'm buying the biggest fucking barrel of dill pickles.
I'm literally going to fill a burlap sack full of sweet pickles. I'm going to put them all in your face. I'm going to put a sack of pickles on your face.
Are we going to go to Oatman and do the Incredible Bed Race. Remember when we were there?
Oh, shit. When is that?
We have to look it up.
But. Oh, yeah, dude. We should totally do that. I totally forgot about that. I actually gave somebody directions to Oatman today. That's so funny that you should bring that up.
We should think about
it. It's destiny.
Doing the...
yeah, dude. I'm
doing
down.
The bed race.
Hell yeah, dude. I wonder what the rules are. Can we put Nas on it?
Well, I'm going to probably be the one that's pushing it, so that's I need all the help I can get. Hey, I've been going to the gym more now.
Actually, you'd probably be better off on it.
How does this work? That when I was paying to go to the gym, I went maybe 3 times a week, but now it's free, I go more?
That's weird.
You think because I'm paying for it, I would go more?
You'd be having more initiative.
But it's badass. Harris gives you this awesome gym to go.
Yep. And I've been able to go to the gym. I'm actually starting to get back into shape.
It's not about you today, man.
Slowly but surely. And I'm proud of you, Jay. I'm glad to see that you're going back to the gym. I think it's noticeable. I think it's really paying off for you, dude.
Some people have said some nice things.
Yeah, well, they were fucking lying to you.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. Can only be nice for a second, yeah. You fucking prick.
Yeah. No, I think you should just keep doing it, dude. You're really rocking.
I'm doing my best.
And I'm all about fitness, folks, those who don't know.
Yeah, he is.
I am.
Yeah, shove down another fucking 5-layer cheesy burrito.
Yeah, it's a Mountain Dew.
That's a Mountain Dew. Yeah, anyway, we got a how-to, folks.
Oh, yeah.
One of the other reasons why you tune in each and every week.
I know.
What the fuck is he going to be talking about?
I know that some of them have been a little weird lately.
Yeah, let's talk about macaroni ranching was also mentioned in the milkshake.
Yes.
We've had the, the how to mate with a yodeling Appalachian
mountain gopher.
Yeah. We've had that. We've had... how to be an urban ninja,
yep.
How to be a ninja, how to defend yourself from an ostrich.
Yep. How to properly shoot a turkey in the face.
How to become a wizard.
How to tell if your cat is dead or just sleeping.
That's right. How to properly dress your rabbit.
Yes, that's right. And now...
let's not forget about the poop tube.
That's right, how to make a poop
tube. We've had the poop tube, we've had that. Muffins.
How to properly eat a muffin.
Yeah, appreciate.
Appreciate a muffin.
How to appreciate a muffin.
That's right. No, well, let's take it one more step. How to kick the bucket when you're old and decrepit.
Nice.
Right?
Because
this is the thing, folks. People, you're going to die at some point, right? Well, why not do it before? Let's face the facts, folks. Let's face it. You're old, okay? You're old and frail, okay? You probably got all these crazy conditions.
You did say this was going to offend people, right?
I did, yes.
Okay.
You got all these crazy conditions that you'll probably be taking medications just to postpone the inevitable, right? You don't want to be 90, right? What's that, right? You can't even remember what a toilet looks like because you've never made it to one on time. So why bother? Your depends. What's a toilet? You don't know.
What does an 80-year-old woman smell like?
Formaldehyde.
Depends.
Yeah, depends. But so every time you're old, folks, you've gone up past the hill and down into the cave, okay? Every time you try to do a handstand, your teeth fall out, and your dog Buckles, he buries them in the backyard.
What was the dog's name?
Buckles.
Buckles?
But, well, he mostly does. After about a day and a half, he'll finally shit out your right incisor. You'll look a little weird and awkward till then. I recommend rinsing it off. Most of your hair, it's fallen off your head, slid down your back to rest oh so comfortably on your ass. I'm talking about you, ladies. I'm talking about you, okay? You got more wrinkles than one of those wrinkle dogs. I don't even know what they're called. I'm just going to call them wrinkle dogs, folks. Wrinkle dogs. Old lady dogs. Old man dogs. You ever notice that an old man's ass kind of looks like wings of a bat? Flabby and layered. It's kind of gross.
Isn't that a weenus?
Yeah, it's a fucking weenus.
Oh, by the way, yeah, I was really surprised that you were actually right, because I did do ass.com. I'm like, this is coming from Mike?
So, folks, I don't want to see you suffer like that, you know? When it's time, you know it's time. You don't want to live like that, right?
So it's time to pull the plug, so to speak. you don't want to go out and like to disease or drugs or something lame. You know, you want to go with a bang, you know? I do. I don't want to be freaking a million years old and you know, eat a piece of cheese and then get a horrible diarrhea and then die from a heart attack. That would suck. I don't want to do that. And neither do you. So I've developed a little list here of things that can help you go out in style, you know, to really make your mark, you know, to really, really ring your bell, you know? Let's do this, folks. Let's go on an adventure. Let's adventure.
Shall I pack?
You should pack. Number one, one of my favorites, the little blue pill. Go out with a bang? I mean it literally. A $5 Viagra and a $20 hooker ought to do the trick. What do you think, Jay? Dumpster 3?
Yeah, well, we'll find Anna down there.
Yeah, but don't get... Hey, this is the thing, though. Calm down. You're old, okay? Don't get too creative. You don't want to break a hip and ruin your glorious demise, okay? So take it easy. Don't do any of that crazy Kama Sutra shit. Just stick to the old banging rules of banging, whatever they are. The 19 rules of banging. One of them is don't try crazy shit when you're old because you'll break a hip, okay? Number two. This is my ode to Mike. Speed Racer. Okay? We all know old people in cars do not mix, okay? Mostly because they can't see shit, okay? Their reflexes are barely quicker than a sloth on land, not in the water. Sloths are faster in water. This is a scientific fact, folks. Sloths in water are faster than old people who are trying to drive. Proven. So, this is your golden opportunity to say, fuck it. Who cares if you hit something? You're old. What do you got to lose? Right?
Yeah, go fast.
Yeah, who cares if you can't see? So invest in a team and put lead in your right shoe and learn how to turn left. Fuck. Just do it. You know? Go out with glory. Sparks. And explosions, unless you're sponsored by the Rock and Comedy Show, okay? Then at least leave the hood intact. If you do.
Tim, if you're listening.
Tim. Next, skiing, right? Skiing! That's great! If it worked for Sonny Bono, it can work for you!
It didn't work for Sonny Bono.
Oh, I think it did.
No.
I think
it worked for the tree.
It worked for the tree. He went out with a bang, though. I guarantee you that. How about rocket skates?
And what a way to be remembered. You married Cher.
Yeah.
You kicked her career off.
Yeah.
You became a senator.
Yeah.
And you died running into a tree.
Doosh. What a way to go. See? That's the thing, folks. Do you want to get remembered? Like Sonny Bono? That's the shit you gotta do. You gotta do that type of stuff. Like fly an airplane into the ocean. Like whatever that guy's name was who died. Yeah. Exactly.
JFK Jr.
I was thinking of the Rocky Mountain Oyster guy.
John Denver.
Yeah, that
dude.
Didn't
crash into the ocean.
Didn't he hit a tree or something? Was it a water tree?
The mountains or something.
Is it in the mountains?
Yeah, Rocky Mountain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. how about folks? Folks, let me talk about this.
Rocky Mountain High. Apparently he was when he was flying.
Apparently he was when he was flying. And you can be too. This is because this works perfectly into my next one. Build a meth lab. Folks. You don't have to sell it, okay? You don't have to. Just try to maintain it. Hey, name one meth lab that hasn't gone up in flames. You know, it's like one of those things, accident-free since you never see anything beyond like 30 days, okay? Because it doesn't happen. They're hard, folks. Try it. Try to maintain one. I guarantee you, you'll be known. You'll be rememberized, okay? Rememberized, folks, okay?
And that's important.
That's important. That's what it's about. It's about your legacy, okay? I'm here to help you with your legacy. Bar room brawling, okay? This is a great way to go, alright? Watch Roadhouse like a bunch of times and to learn some moves, right? And then...
Roadhouse.
Yeah, Roadhouse.
With Patrick Swayze?
Fuck yeah!
Awesome
dude,
movie.
He kicked some major ass in that movie. Ow! I was setting that thing down. It hurt me. He kicked some major ass in that movie, and you don't obviously want to kick major ass because you're old and decrepit, but
you'll at least look more authentic, right? Like you actually know what you're doing, so that way they'll be more, they'll bring the pain more, right? So you don't want them to hold back, right?
Right.
You want them to hold back and just like break a bone. You want them to, you know, go the whole way. This way, your ass gets thoroughly pounded, okay? Not in a non-gay way, okay? Unless you accidentally picked a gay bar, then that may be a little more literal. And that's no way to go, man. You don't want to go like that, okay? How about that on your tombstone, Jay? Death by anal pounding.
That would be interesting.
Guess that's the way to go, right? Ugh. How about monkeying around, folks, huh? Try biting a gorilla on the ass. See what happens. See if he turns around and has a little word for you. Huh? And you know what? This is the thing. Folks, you can find gorillas everywhere, okay? They are literally, gorillas are literally everywhere. Did you know that, Jay? Yeah. Oh, they are. Oh, they're there.
They are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. About 4 o'clock in the morning, you can go to just about any Blueberry Hill. That's their hangout spot. I've learned this. Yeah. You know why? It's when they get their banana shipment.
But usually when you're in there at that time, you're drunk, so maybe they're not really gorillas.
No, I'm pretty sure they're gorillas. I'm pretty sure.
Because the best time to go to Blueberry Hills when you're freaking
drunk. It's the only time to go to Blueberry Hills. I have not gone to a Blueberry Hill at night and not been tried to bit. I have not gone to a Blueberry Hill and not had a hooker try to pick me up. Hookers love Blueberry Hills. Hookers and gorillas love Blueberry Hills.
I found my thrill out on Blueberry Hill.
They literally meant the store, the freaking place. Just save animals. Give a lion a suppository while it's sleeping. Headbutt a rhinoceros. Punch a giraffe in the nuts. It's too high to kick. Trust me. I've tried. Didn't end well, folks. Not at all. Okay? Why can't you stick a fork in a toaster? This is your chance to find out why! Who cares? You're old, right? This is a good time to go with a good shock, you know? I'm trying to help you, folks. Help me help you, okay? I see these old people that are like on these carts, you know, and, you know, they're smoking like 9 packs of cigarettes a day, and you know, like the little rebreather thing. I just feel bad for them, you know? Like, I wish I could just, like, roll them down a hill. You know, give them, like, one last hoorah before they actually kick the bucket. This is your chance to have that hoorah. Don't go out like a punk, okay? Go bungee jumping during a hurricane. Try to fly an airplane using just your knees. These things could happen. I don't know how you get it off the ground, but there's a possibility you might. And how awesome would it be if you did it? Folks, just remember, I'm here for you, okay? I only bring this stuff up because I really want to help you, okay? I want to teach you the ways of the world. Folks, enjoy life while you have it. And when you're done, let me know if you do one of these things. That would be exciting.
Nice. Nice. You know what I just thought? I sent out a nice post on Facebook today. Hey, you know, we'd like to hear some voice comments. You know, it's our 100th show. You know, we've done over 100,000 downloads. Glenn, nothing.
You're right. Instead, we got Rebecca. And she can barely even talk.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling in, Rebecca.
But not Ben, you know, not Glenn.
Yeah, you know what the problem is with Mountain Dew?
What? What is that?
It causes a significant amount of wiener juice to appear.
Does it?
Yeah, dude. There's some serious wiener juice issues right now.
So, before I do the news, you should...
Let me go make some wiener juice. You want me?
No. I don't want wiener juice either. And we'll be back after this.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid. Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
I'm gonna take you home, rock you all night.
are senseless vile trash. Many people tell me this show is pathetic, but when it comes on, I shake like a diabetic. TV tunes in and my brain tunes out, and it takes another week for me to fully calm down. Have a seat, unplug the phone, come on now, here we go. You got smacked upside your head, cause you're talking during the show. I stay glued to my TV till my brain is a sieve. If you bother me while this show's on, you might not live. I'm watching
South Park, South, South Park, South Park, South, South Park, South Park, South, South Park, South Park, South, South Park.
I wanna be a character in that little town with cut paper clothing and a face that's round and an ability that's cool, yes, they all can. Without the use of their arms, still move their hands. I'll bet you half a penny that they're gonna kill Kenny. The hats and ear muffs that they wear are so trendy. They're so friendly. And Stan's gonna puke on Wendy. Now during the day, they all go to that school. The chef sings a song cause he's just so cool. I hope that they're all ready for the latest quiz. Mr. Garrison's not gay, but Stan's dog is. Now I'll tell you the easy truth. I love the little sleazy youth. I wanna call up Jesus too. Yeah, I want the cheesy poops. Psychotic turkeys tore the place apart. Terrence and Philip, all they do is fart. And Kyle's stupid mother tried to can the show, but then he met Mr. Hanky who said, Kenny gets killed then comes back next week. It's like he's being cloned by that mad scientist freak. But I don't understand why he wastes his time. He's not worth it cause he's only got one behind. And Cartman is still gaining weight. Eating appetizers, snacky cakes, cheesy poops, beef cakes. Stan's Uncle Jingle hunts rabbit and fox. And his friend Ned has a cool voice box. As odd as it seems, Jesus fights for a cause. That's a beat the crap out of Santa Claus. And now they got toys on the shelf and KB and a home version of Kick the Baby. And if you try to change the channel while I'm watching the show, I'll... So why do I watch the show? All the people in the town think I'm insane. After a hard day's work, this show provides quite a relief for my brain. Cause if I didn't, well then my nerves would just blow up. And I would end up like that creature, Scuzzlebutt. And he's from
South Park, South, South Park, 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 South Park, South, South Park.
Leave me alone. Remember, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
Rock comedy show. We're up here on the 44th floor, and we're having a good time. It's our
we are.
It's our 100th show. Again, I want to thank the guys from Rockstar the Tribute for giving us their respect.
Yeah. Come on. And the VIP room.
Yeah. Yeah. STS. See this show, guys. It's awesome.
STS. Show us of the stars.
Here's what kills me. I have interviewed a lot of people over the years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get George Wallace on the show.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
I'm working on it. Glenn, working on it.
Right.
Then he wants to know, well, how many downloads do they get?
Who?
George Wallace. Because he's interested, but he wants, how many downloads do they get? Who's been on the show? It's like, Bobby Slayton's already told you about us, and you and him are friends.
Yeah.
You know,
what like, more do you need?
It's an interview. We go backstage at the Flamingo if we need to. We will interview you there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm giving him one more shot. And if it
you
gets,
ain't all that in a bag of chips,
if it gets
George
turned
Wallace.
Down one more time, I'm moving on. Because, yeah. You know, we're helping you, George.
Yeah, really. Honestly, we are.
You know, I think you're a funny guy. I think your show is great. But, you know, stop dicking around.
Yeah.
Now he's listening to the show. Oh, is that their attitude?
Yes, that's our attitude. You're going to like it or not.
Yeah. Oh, that's their attitude now? That's how they're going to talk to me?
Yeah, you got a problem? Tell us on the air.
Yeah,
tell us in the interview.
Yeah, I'm George Wallace. You don't. I missed at 10 p.m.
Mr. 10 p.m. What does that even mean?
Well, according to Jay Leno, that means you can steal Conan O'Brien's job and go back to the Tonight Show.
Let me tell you right now, I'm officially boycotting Mr. Leno. I think what they did was wrong.
Oh, it's absolutely wrong.
And I think Conan O'Brien was way funnier.
I like when they had him on, Oprah had him on the show the other day.
Who, Jay Leno?
Jay Leno, and he was like, I feel really bad about how the situation went down. You could have said no.
You could have said no. But it was your fault you're the one who pushed for it.
Yeah.
He pushed for it.
Yeah.
Or else it would never have happened.
Yeah. Dick.
Yeah.
Mr. Chin. Next thing we know, we're going to be getting an email. Jay Leno would like to host the Rock and Comedy Show.
Yeah, we'll be like, oh, we love you, Jay!
No.
No, ain't going to happen.
We'll exit the show.
We should try to get a hold of Conan O'Brien.
We'll exit the show for $40 million.
That's right.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is...
That's time.
It is time for the
Taco
news.
Taco Bell.
Oh. That's right. We've got the news, people. The news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Smell something, do ya? Well, it's not my dogs this time.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I don't know about that.
This story out of Manola, Kansas. A Clark County undersheriff said he was just following his instincts when he found more than $1 million during a routine traffic
stop. Bing bong, hello! Yeah. $1 million.
$1 million.
More than a million.
Undersheriff Daniel Knowles stopped. What is an undersheriff?
I don't know, maybe
an
he...
An undercover sheriff?
I thought maybe it was just a sheriff that wears underwear.
I don't know.
Undersheriff.
Anyway, Undersheriff Daniel Knowles stopped a vehicle just outside of Manola and became suspicious of the driver.
Yeah.
That's very suspicious.
Right. Knowles searched the car and found a hidden compartment with the money packed inside.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
He said the money smelled like marijuana.
What's that smell?
Yeah, that's my neighbor.
Oh,
I know that smell.
I know that smell.
The total amount was $1,017,183.
Oh, my God.
Paperwork has been filed with the Clark County Attorney's Office to begin the asset forfeit process. The Drug Enforcement Agency is helping in the investigation and the incident. The names of the people, the car, have not been released. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. It is not in the news. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Can it get weirder than $1 million being found in a car? Seriously, can it? Yes. Yes, it can. Because out of Wellington, New Zealand, a German reptile collector has been jailed for 14 weeks and must pay a $5,000 New Zealand dollar, which is $3,540 fine, for plundering New Zealand's wild gecko and skink population.
Wow.
Hans Kurt Kubis, who is 58 years old, is to be deported to Germany as soon as he is released from prison.
Didn't he listen to How to Hide Your Booty?
Judge Colin Daughtry ordered. Kubis was caught by wildlife officials at Christchurch International Airport on South Island, about to board an overseas flight with 44 geckos and skinks in hand-sewn packages concealed in his underwear.
That's so gross. Yeah. Is that a lizard in your pocket?
I think I've made a terrible mistake. I'm wearing my underwear on the outside.
14 of the 15 adult female geckos and 12 of the 14 female skinks were all pregnant.
Wow.
Kubis admitted trading in exploited species with a permit and hurling protected wildlife without authority, pleading guilty to 2 charges under the Wildlife Act and 5 under the Trade Endangered Species Act. Department of Conservation prosecutor Mike Bodie told Christchurch, that's kind of funny, Christchurch District Court that Kubis could have faced potential maximum penalties of $500,000 and 6 months in prison. Bodie also told Daughtry that the department sought a deterrent sentence for the most serious case of its kind detected in New Zealand for a decade or more.
Wow.
$2,800 a gecko.
$2,800 a gecko.
The geckos may have been worth that much
wow.
on the European market. Internationally, this type of trade is relevant and is on the increase worldwide and can be lucrative. Customs yeah. records show that Cuba's has been to New Zealand in 2001, 2004, 2008, and 2009.
Yeah.
In 2008, he had been with a Swiss reptile dealer.
Wow.
Yeah, just shoving them in your pants.
Jesus, 44 lizards
yeah.
in your underwear. must be really happy.
Our friends
me.
In Fort Pierce, yes, Fort Pierce, where they sit next to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're in the news. A 31-year-old man accused of hitting two small children over the weekend and choking their mother.
Oh, my God.
Keep your liver spotted hands off my beautiful mother. She's a saint.
Hey, that's what it plays every time my mom calls me. How funny is that?
So anyway, this 31-year-old man is accused of hitting two small children over the weekend and choking their mother, faces four felony charges. A woman told police she confronted her husband, Nahum Sony Belvillis,
holy Lord,
about a picture of a naked woman.
Naked!
She said Belvillis began slapping, because they say his last name more than his first name, I'm just going to say he. So now you know he is Belvillis. She said he began slapping her and eventually pushed her to the floor where he started strangling her.
Jesus.
Her 10-year-old son tried to pull him off his mother. He then punched him in the face and he fell.
He hit me. Well, I'm sure he meant to do that.
And he fell? As in he?
As or in he is Bella, as in Belvillis punched him in the face and the 10-year-old fell.
Okay.
Excuse me. He then, as in Belvillis, punched the woman's 9-year-old daughter in the stomach when she tried to get him off of her mother. An infant held by the mother during the altercation was dropped, but was not hurt.
You dick!
He is awaiting trial on animal cruelty charges dating back to July of 2007.
Jesus.
More than 24 poorly treated pit bulls had been restrained in his backyard with heavy chains fastened to metal stakes.
Oh.
When police arrived following the recent incident, the 10-year-old boy was bleeding from the mouth, crying and shaking. The girl was hiding across the street in extreme fear.
We must be a good influence on children.
Their mother was bleeding from the nose and mouth area. Belvillis told police to ask my little baby girl what happened. That's when she said, he hit mommy.
Erroneous! Erroneous! Erroneous on both counts.
He was arrested on charges including kidnapping and aggravated battery and two counts of cruelty towards child aggravated abuse.
Ooh.
Felony!
Felony! That guy's going to jail.
That's right.
For a really long time.
You know, there's a show on A&E right now that sickens me that I watch it every week. But I'm so fucking addicted to it, I can't stop watching it. And I've even come to the point, I DVR it. And I get angry that I've done so. It's a show called Hoarders.
Hoarders?
Yeah. And it's about these people that have, like, this dysfunction where they can't throw things away.
Oh, weird.
So their whole house just fills up with trash. And a lot of it's just trash.
Wow.
Like, empty, like, milk containers, and then there's stuff that they've collected over the years and they don't want to throw it away. And the one that was on last week, this woman, literally every room in her house was completely filled, even the basement. She was living in her bedroom upstairs and she was cooking everything with a microwave in the hall, and she had a coffee pot, and that's what she did. The stuff was so bad in her house that it was the ceilings and walls were cracking because it had so much shit in the house that they were the walls were pressing down on the door jams and the doors couldn't open or close. So then they call in these like shrinks to help them get over this disorder that they have.
Oh yeah,
I'm ready. I'm willing for the help. And then the shrinks show up and they have 2 days to clean out the house to get them all out. And they literally go through every piece of garbage that's in these bags. No, don't throw this away. Oh, there's a penny on the ground. And it's just like, throw this shit away. I get so fucking pissed when I watch this show, but I can't stop watching it. I can't believe people. And some of them have little kids, and I'm really surprised like that child services don't go in there.
And take them away. That's crazy.
It's such, you got to check it out. It's like Monday nights on A&E. Fucking badass. but it'll piss you off. Just like I had to stop watching fucking Animal Cops. On Animal
Cops.
I want to punch those people.
You do.
You know, so.
You so do.
So check that show out. Anyway, back to the news, and it's time for a story out of Port St. Lucie. I decided that's more fitting.
Yeah, it really is.
Because they've earned it.
They really
have. They have earned this when we talk about it. That's right. Port St. Lucie, a woman accused of driving... Oh, this story. This is one of the weirdest stories to come out of Port St. Lucie in a very,
very long time.
A woman accused of driving for about a half a mile with another woman on the hood before she jammed on the brakes, making the victim fly off, faces a what?
Felony!
Charge. The victim told police she got a ride home from her friend, who is 26-year-old Rosanna Carmela Urbino. The victim said once she got out, Urbino tried to drive away before she could get her purse from the car. That's right.
This little purse is a satchel!
The victim hopped on Urbino's hood, yelling that she needed help.
Help me! Somebody help me! Help me!
Rather than stop, Urbino accelerated. No reason for it.
Wow.
She just accelerated and drove the vehicle recklessly for approximately 1 mile
oh
and a half
God.
In an attempt to shake the victim loose. Just stop and give her her fucking purse.
My God.
But what did she do after that? Urbino briefly stopped on Southeast Chapman Street to toss the purse out the car window. Why? Why? It's your friend. It's your friend. I don't understand. Why? Why? I fucking hate this goddamn town.
It's so weird, dude.
She accelerated and jammed on the brakes quickly, causing the victim to fly off and land on the road. As according to the affidavit, the victim sustained significant cuts on her face, arms, and legs.
Oh, my God, dude.
To say that you behaved childishly is an insult to children everywhere.
Seriously.
One witness who didn't know the victim or Urbino backed the victim's version of the events. Police said a second witness identified a friend of Urbino and the victim said he was in the vehicle at the time. He also confirmed the victim's account. He confirmed the victim's account.
Wow.
She just fucking went nuts.
She just decided to go crazy.
Urbino was arrested on Sunday on an aggravated battery charge and taken to the St. Lucie County Jail, where she was released the same day on a $10,000 bond.
No more shenanigans, no more tomfoolery, no more ballyhoo.
Yeah, no more ballyhoo.
No more ballyhoo. Good one.
That was a good one. Colorado.
Colorado, Colorado.
It was a dumb way to sneak drugs into prison, that's for sure. Authorities said a 22-year-old woman worked out a plan with her boyfriend to get narcotics into the jail. How'd
nice.
She do it? Ask me how.
How? How,
through
Jay, how?
A courtroom exchange at her own sentencing hearing.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. I can't make this shit up.
That's so bad.
Officials learned of the plot because the woman in jail, Felicia Turlio, and her boyfriend talked about the plot on a monitored phone line.
Duh!
Oh, my God.
Philip Martinez, 26, allegedly dropped a bag of narcotics in the jury box before her hearing.
If I was a judge, I'd find you guilty.
When the courtroom was empty, the alleged drug drop happened minutes after elementary school students had finished a mock trial in the same courtroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Detectives were watching, and Martinez was arrested. Both Martinez and Torrio faced drug and contraband charges.
They're not drug dealers. They're fundraisers.
Yeah.
Well,
fundraising for jail.
Can it get weirder than that? Because that was Colorado. We're not done with Colorado.
Colorado, Colorado.
Colorado Springs, Colorado. Police arrested a 28-year-old man accused of passing out in a McDonald's play area. Wait for it. Wait for it. And telling his two children to bite the officers who were trying to arrest him.
And you're going to do it because I said so. I am your father.
Colorado Springs police said officers had to use a taser on Joshua Auger to subdue him after he allegedly passed out drunk at the fast food restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kids, Mike.
Police said Alger refused officer's orders. That's right.
Howard, not in front of the children.
And at one point told his children to bite the officer's faces off. This is nothing. The story of the week is badass. Police said Alger has a previous arrest warrant for failing to appear in court on charges of obstruction a police officer. He now also faces charges of second degree assault on a police officer, resisting arrest, and marijuana possession.
Oh, sounds like you're an all-around guy. All-around good guy. A real good chap.
Let's move on up the map to New Hampshire, where a woman was accused of drunk driving. And I'm really getting tired of these three in a row. Because last week we had one, the week before we had one, and now this woman is accused of driving drunk and causing three crashes in a single week.
Wow.
Lady, what is wrong with you?
State police said a 55-year-old woman was charged with driving while intoxicated.
How old?
55.
Jesus.
It goes back then.
That's good.
To.
That's good. Getting it done. I like it. That's right. Speed racer.
55-year-old woman. Yeah, what does she have to lose?
Right.
Was charged with driving while intoxicated after a crash in Londonderry on January 16th. She was released on bail, then charged with DWI again 5 days later in Concord when she crashed into a guardrail on Interstate 93. Her third arrest came Friday evening when she was accused of driving without her lights on Interstate 93 in Concord, rear-ending a pickup truck and pushing it into another car.
Oh.
No one was injured. The woman was being held on $20,000 cash bond.
Jesus Christ. Still going.
I love that.
That was her week, folks.
that was all condensed for you in a minute and a half. Maryville, Tennessee. Police said a Knoxville woman who was later arrested for... It's a lot of women doing some shit this week. I don't know what's going on. Knoxville woman who was later arrested for cocaine possession initially told an officer that she had been eating a powdered donut.
Donuts. Is there anything they can't do?
The Maryville Daily Times reported that a 21-year-old woman was arrested and charged with possession of a scheduled number 2 substance with intent to sell or deliver. She was also cited for driving on a suspended driver's license, driving without proof of insurance. That's right, driving without proof
People
of insurance.
People who do that should be arrested.
And she was. Also, yeah. Failure to maintain her lane of traffic and possession of drug paraphernalia.
And for being stupid.
According to Alcoa police report, a field test on the substance indicated that the white powder she put in her mouth was, as an officer approached the car, was cocaine and not a sugary pastry.
Liar!
She is being held in the Blount County Jail.
Blount County Jail. Great spot, folks, for drug
users. On a $12,250 bond pending a court hearing. A Roman Catholic priest has been accused of shoplifting butter and a sofa cover at a Walmart in southern Illinois.
Butter and a sofa cover.
Police arrested 41-year-old Reverend Stephen Poole. That's right.
Lord have mercy.
Like, what is it with these people?
I don't know. He's charged with two felony counts. Two felony theft counts. Investigators said Poole failed to scan a $3.22 container of butter and a $60 sofa cover at self-checkout. Poole then allegedly went to the store's bedding section, picked up a memory foam mattress, and switched the pricing code that caused the 145 item to be scanned at $31.
Sometimes we do things because we need the money.
Right. You know, times are tough, even for the priest.
Yeah.
Allegedly, Poole also possessed a stolen laptop computer power pack. He's the priest for St. Andrew's Catholic Church in Christopher and St. Mary's Catholic Church in Cesar.
Jesus, man. Like, you're supposed to
I told you the news was great this week.
You know, just gone senile.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for...
What? What? What?
It's the story of the week. And it comes to us from Warm Springs, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
A Georgia woman is in jail after police say she forced her son to kill his pet hamster with a hammer as punishment for bad grades.
Best mom in the whole world.
Holy shit.
I told you.
Oh my god. Wow.
I can end the story there because you really it is the could. Story of the week. But the 12-year-old boy told his teacher about the killing. The teacher reported it to the Division of Family and Child Services, who contacted police. Sheriff Steve Whitlock said 38-year-old Lynn Middlebrooks of Warm Springs faces one charge of animal cruelty, child cruelty, and battery.
It was ignorant.
Yeah.
Damn.
The sheriff's office said she remained in Meriwether County Jail. It was not immediately known if she had a lawyer.
Damn. Well,
it's been thrilling. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Smashed it with a hammer.
A hammer.
I'm going to make you kill that son of a bitch.
Here's a hammer.
Here's a hammer. Do it!
Damn.
But
dude.
I love Harvey. No.
No,
you don't. If you
not
loved
anymore.
Harvey, you'd get good grades.
Yeah. Kill it, you little fucker.
And why did I mention Harvey? Because it's the name of Weird Al's hamster. And here's the song, Harvey the Wonder Hamster, and we'll be back with the Crazy 8 Countdown.
All right.
He's not the average common two, he's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son, he's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay, he's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy 8. Crazy 8.
It's been several weeks since Christmas, actually, since we've done the Crazy 8 Countdown here on the Rock and Comedy Show. Sent out a Facebook request asking people to pick their favorite Dino Mike songs.
And they did.
We had a lot of email come in, a lot of Facebook requests, and none of them matter. I actually did take the time to put them together and count them down. And we have the top 8 Dino Mike songs.
Who is that?
Dino Mike?
Yeah.
We did a music video with him.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
Well, that asshole.
Yeah. The guy that we shot to superstardom with that fucking
video?
Yeah.
He's gonna
wait
skyrocket.
Till that DVD comes out, Mike. You just wait.
Yeah.
You just wait, Mike. I bet you're gonna be coming around and going, yeah, we want you guys to be in another video.
Yeah.
And guess
probably.
What? Me and Mike, we're still fucking pissed.
Yeah.
No fucking nothing.
We didn't get
fucking Doritos, Skittles, pickles.
We won't even reveal
no
the whole
peanut
list.
Butter sandwiches. You know, fuck you, Mike.
Yeah.
Don't even ask us to be in another video unless, you know, you present first.
Unless you can make something happen.
Yeah.
Okay?
You make it happen.
Okay.
All right? You listen to me, Mike.
Okay.
This top Volkswagen. 8 right here is it. This is it. After
right.
this, Mike, no more.
We're done. We're done.
We're ending everything right now. This is it.
Yeah.
This is our farewell. This is our farewell to Dino
Mike. Your last hoorah.
Yeah. This is it, Mike. Hope you enjoy yourself.
Wait, not in a gay way.
No.
Wait.
I'm just kidding, Mike. I love you.
Oh.
You're my biggest fan.
You're my biggest fan. I'm your biggest fan.
When there's something wrong with the show, he tells me.
That's true.
Yeah, that was stupid. No. But yet he couldn't call in last week when I asked him to. Why? Because he passed out drunk.
Is that why? I was wondering why he did that.
Yeah.
Oh. Awesome.
So here it is. It's our Crazy 8 Countdown. We're gonna get things started with number 8. This is another 1985 period.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
piece. This song's been done more than a $2 whore. I just don't understand. Who the hell is this band? Of all the songs to parody, why does the acceptability of one song to be made fun of repeatedly? Maybe it's the tune, who knows, that makes us tap our toes. But there's no reason why this song meant group war. And by the likes of there's Bob Ricci, who did this song as a parody, as did Matt Hudson, Evan Wetzel, and Johnny Crabb. What the hell, Picker Me In, did this rap like nuclear bubble wrap? And it all derived from one song called 1985. I've heard it done to new stuff and classics alike, about Back to the Future, even Hitchhiker's Guide. You could even go straight down to Kokomo, and it just seems wrong. 10 billion Star Wars songs. What happened to art and integrity? When you could say, hey, I think this has been parodied, I think I'd better sit out this one. Oh, whatever, cause this song's been done by damn near everyone. Like Bob Ricci, who did this song as a parody, as did Matt Hudson, Evan Wetzel, and Johnny Crabb. What the hell, Picker Me In, did this rap like nuclear bubble wrap? And it all derived from one song called 1985.
Screw it. Let's hear some.
Bob Ricci, who did this song as a parody, as did Matt Hudson, Evan Wexell, and Johnny Crabb. What the hell, Picker Me In, did this crap like nuclear bubble wrap? And it all derived from 1985. Bob Ricci, who did this song as a parody, as did Matt Hudson, Evan Wexell, and Johnny Crabb. What the hell, Picker Me In, did this crap like nuclear bubble wrap?
And there it is.
Yay!
George Bullying for Soup song, 1985. That's Dino Mike's version. Moving on down to
number.
Oh, they
did a song. Charles, mom. No. Got it going on.
No, that was the Fountains of Wayne.
Oh.
Crazy Jay can't count to number 10. He gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but Sonic Heaven. On the Crazy 8 countdown, this is number 7.
That was Stacy's mom.
Oh.
How's it really going on? Anyway, number 7 on our countdown is a song about Dino Mike's favorite superhero, Matt Mike!
Woo!
Just kidding. It's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2.
No, just Spider-Man. He's not a big fan of Spider-Man 2.
He's a big fan of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Seriously, go to superego.com.
You
gotta
see that thing.
Why, he has a cape.
He really does.
That's so funny. Here it is. It's Spider-Man.
I don't know, dude. It seems that no matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, all the other superheroes are going to be mad at me. I mean, with good reason. I thank you at the box office.
Because I'm known as the Amazing Spider-Man. I shoot myself away from the palms of my hands. All other superheroes gonna get canned. Cause all you need is the Amazing Spider-Man.
So I swing into the night, look in the fight, crawl through these criminals and I'm all like, sup, Mac, put down the money stack, and then I make another, Woody Dumcrack. And they're like,
oh my god, it's him.
Jimmy, take a look at the Amazing Spider-Man. I swear to god that your movies rock. Make the other real flicks look like cops. And by now, other superheroes start to sneer. Especially when I tell them that their underwear looks queer. Well, Superman's yelling, getting all racy. It's not super enough to make what my movies made. So Batman's always trying to rag me out, you see. Well, what's that of his belt like a Boy Scout G? It's only for when movies are all rated B. Dude, who made Batman and Robin? It wasn't me. Yesterday, the Fantastic Four tried to pick a fight with me. Cause I passed up their film for Spider-Man 3. Start to think that they all don't like me. They try to crush me, light me, stretch me, incite me.
Cause I'm known as the Amazing Spider-Man. I shoot myself with from the palms of my hands. All other superheroes gonna get canned. Cause all you need is the Amazing Spider-Man.
Mike!
You don't want to mess with Batman, do ya? Watching the Batarang straight right through ya. My new costume's made of toxic rubber, it sucks. Especially when I hear your tights are $50,000. Take a pay cut, bub. That's obscene. No, I'm Cyclops, I'm Wolverine. And what's with the glitches in the danger room? What, Marvel cut up funny for Spider-Man too? I know how to act better than Spidey does. I rip out my claws and then ya roar! So what's with the cash in? I mean, other X-Men. Small patient anger that the shivers at my adamantium. The itty-bitty spider dick and he's so cool.
He won't go like Spider-Man.
My Superman powers are supreme with incestuous dribble. At least my weakness ain't little green pebble. I just like that wall-crawling pass. So joke me, no guess. Let me put on my shock face.
Hulk smash, movie set.
You know what? I think we can settle this still. Oh there, Spidey. Now I see where your show's called Smallville.
Why, you? He thought you smashed Spider. Why not you?
Are you mad? Do you think I want to get sued?
Hulk always mad. Hulk smash.
I'm known as the Amazing Spider-Man. I shoot lights over from the palms of my hands. All other superheroes gonna get canned. Cause all you need's the Amazing Spider-Man.
Time to hear Spider-Man rock, but Daredevil suck. I mean, even his ride in an amusement park. I'll show the world Daredevil's a force that better be reckoned. I'll turn the lights out, then beat his webs in.
Hey, what the?
I hit it when I swing by on a wire strand and someone yells,
hey, look, it's Spider-Man!
I ain't Spider-Man. I don't climb walls. Hell, I don't even have my own agent call. I'm just a blind lawyer in Hell's Kitchen at night and run around in tights just wishing I can get a sequel made and maybe even paid without fans saying at home I should have stayed. The Ultimates? I'm sick of these guys. Life is so much easier in 1945 when the stars and the stripes and then all hysteria gets it is no use for Captain America. Catwoman movie? Makes you want to gag. The Hulk movie? Makes you want to gag. Hate film studios. You want special effects, right? Forget Spidey. Give the Cap film a green light.
A Captain America film? Who would watch that?
Patriotic American.
What's your smoking cap? Anyway, I'm Iron Man and I got all the loot. Chicks are crazy, Peconi's dark because I'm cute. Iron Man comic sales really did suck. The Ultimates did better, but we're running out of luck. I'm out of the Ultimates before I get canned. I'm gonna make for a cameo in the next Spider-Man.
Guys, why can't you see that the fans only want to see me and your jealousy makes me laugh cause all they need is Spider-Man.
He's there. He's known as the Amazing Spider-Man. Mary Jane makes him sticky in the palms of his hand.
I'll bet she does.
His ticket sales climb faster than he can.
He hope no life sticky is so big.
Spider-Man. 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 Spider-Man.
Hey, Bob. Give it up for the most successful hero in Hollywood. The Amazing Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man, I do whatever a spider can. Spins a web, any size, catches thieves, just like Fly Spider-Man. Whoa, 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 look out, look out, look out, look out, look out, Spider-Man. Spider, 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 spider. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Action is my reward, as long as each film I get paid more Spider-Man. Hey, I wasn't done yet.
If I was a number seven,
if I was a number seven,
I would be the number six,
I would be the number six.
And if I was the number seven,
if I was the number seven,
I would not be the number six,
I would not be the number six.
If I was a number seven,
I wouldn't be the number four.
And if I was a number seven,
I wouldn't be three, cause I'd be more.
And if I was a number be six.
Oh, it's good stuff. The memories of Spider-Man. Number six on our countdown is a song that's true to Dino Mike's heart, because he is Canadian.
He is, really?
Yeah.
I thought he looked weird.
And he acts weird. And he's got that Canadian smell.
Yeah.
He smells like bacon.
He smells like bacon and maple leaf.
Canadian bacon and maple leaf. No, that's, yeah, that's right. That was this. I was like, we were in his, you know, in his house doing this video, and I was like, what is that?
What is that smell? I know I had gas.
Yeah,
but...
huh?
And truth revealed, Mike. Truth revealed.
Yeah, maple leaf. Canadian. Anyway. They say that we love you, Mike.
Yeah.
Anyway, here it is, number six on our countdown. Canadian immigrant.
It's hard being a Canadian immigrant. Living in ignorant America. One nation rolled out. Citizens oblivious to Canada. No, I never lived in an igloo, and I wear sneakers, not snowshoes. Instead of huh, I just say hey. No, I've never eaten blubber, and I don't know pants made of rubber. What are you, retarded? Country proud of their ignorance. See the shining steeple of Nimrod. That vote based on appearance. No, I don't speak the French language, and I've never owned a pet penguin. We live in provinces, not states. Loonies and toonies are our money in the world's second largest. You know what I'm talking about.
Number five on our countdown, a video that I have a brief appearance in, like for 5 seconds, but I got to tell you, if I wasn't in it, that video wouldn't have received the hits it did on YouTube.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, here it is, number five on our countdown, Dorkhor.
Woo!
Never known as cool, the nerdiest kid in my school. Never went to a party, D&D was my forte. I never played on any sport, a unless you count at 64. My dating life didn't exist. Don't even know what first base is. Then one day I met a girl that changed it all for me. She rocked my wow and redefined MMORPG. We sat up all night chatting about the size of my score. Before I knew it, I had this girl knocking on my door. Cause she's a dork whore. Living geeks like you and me, she's a dork whore. From involuntary celibacy, dork whore. And doesn't charge a thing at all for me. My fantasy does exist. A girl with a geek fetish. Street Fighter, I just got pwned. A Pac-Man ringtone's on her phone. She's naked reading comic books. Yoshi's tattooed on her tush. I'm 1337 in my flick. I got to touch a human chick. I asked her her type of guy, and she said to me, she likes Star Wars, Star Trek, Quantum Leap, and owns a PSP. No muscle sports cars, pounding beers, or hours at the gym. But if you're tall, pale, and scrawny, then boy, you are in. Cause she's a dork whore. Living geek like you and me, she's a dork whore. From involuntary celibacy, dork whore. I sell all my figurines for you. Can make around Eugene Mitchell, John and Jay. Rich assumed that I was gay. Now I see her once a week. She plays my Wii and then with me. She's perfect in every way. She's my Buffy, I'm her snake. I told her that I love her more than Magic the Gathering. She says I'm not a one-nerd kind of girl. There's plenty more in need. So long as there are geeks and nerds and dorks who can't get laid, I'll strap on my elf ear stilettos and I'm on my way. Cause she's a dork whore. Living geeks like you and me, she's a dork whore. From involuntary celibacy, dork whore. And don't fear, she's here to rescue you.
Nice joystick.
We're sliding around all over the place. We're gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number four. Come on, Jay, don't snore. Number four.
And there it is, Dorkcore. Still funny. Still a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song. You know? The chick is hot.
She doesn't like us.
Just not in person.
She doesn't like us. She's like, shut up, a bunch of fucking waffles.
She doesn't like you, waffles.
I'm going to take this pen and stab it in your eye.
Yeah. She has really bad acting without makeup on. I'm just letting everybody know right now.
If you just... It's not helping, Mike.
Oh.
Yeah, I want a free DVD. Why? Why do you want a free one? You're not going to watch it.
You're not going to watch it.
Because it's going to annoy you because you have to hear about the waffles again.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to ruin your time, you know?
We really need to interview Carly.
We should. We got to get her on the phone.
We got to call her and say, hey, what did you really think that day?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And speaking of that number four on our countdown, here it is. It's Meow Remix.
Woo!
is at my work are the sickest, man.
Literally.
I'm the secretary for a veterinarian. I squat in the bathroom so no one can hear me pee. I'm in drama club, marching band, and an ASP. I wanna hook up with every chick that I see. But when I try, my hands get sweaty and I cannot breathe. So I scavenge my dignity, go home and write some poetry. Cause you know that my cat is always happy to see me.
Cause I'm a pussy.
The English patient makes me cry every time.
Cause I'm a pussy.
Don't be afraid that a fear I fight the sea just fine.
Cause I'm a pussy.
I stub my toe really bad. I go to the doctor, but every time he just laughs. You know my tribal band tattoo is totally fat. It goes great with my cross and my eco-friendly yoga mat. Every week I go to my psychologist, nutritionist, urologist, pathologist, my anesthesiologist, even my gynecologist.
Cause I'm a pussy.
My natural end in touch with my feminine side.
Cause I'm a pussy.
I think Oprah's the greatest woman alive.
Cause I'm a pussy.
If you can't relate, you're probably mad. So before you kick my ass, I'll just say my bad.
I'm telling you right now, order that fucking video.
Right
that
now.
That DVD is awesome.
It is.
It's so fun. Everybody has seen it and they enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's badass.
And it smells like salmon.
Who knows? After we sell 100, we might not sell anymore. We might just say that's it. They're collector's items. Enjoy it.
It's coming with a free Scratch and Sniff Baby Ruth bar.
And a package of Canadian bacon. And a maple leaf.
And a maple leaf. To hang on your car.
And he does play hockey.
Does he really?
Yeah.
He would. Who plays hockey?
Mike, because he's from Canada.
Have you ever tried to follow hockey?
Yeah. That, I love hockey.
You can't see that fucking puck.
It's hard on TV. It's hard on TV.
Is that what they call the thing?
The
little,
puck?
The
yeah.
little black
it's
thing?
Hard. It's definitely hard to follow it on TV a little bit. It's awesome. It's awesome. And I love Scanlon when he said that it's a pussy sport. I was like, hockey's pretty tough.
It's a tough sport.
It's a tough sport to play.
It's like all they do is fight.
Yeah.
They carry giant sticks, hit Scanlon, some black thing.
Scanlon should like that. So men fighting, crawling on top
he
of each
would
other.
Tell you, I think so. They wear too much clothes in hockey. Trying to really get into it.
Yeah, that's what he likes to see. Oh, yeah, me and my girl, we made it official, and we're going to have some private alone time. What does that mean?
That means she's
Scanlon,
busy.
I want you to tell me what private alone time means.
She's soldering her eyes shut is what it means.
Yeah. She's scratching her. She's trying to scratch away out of the door you have her locked in.
Yeah, seriously.
I go, what's her name? He's like, Mako. What? Mako. She asked about me? And he never answered. She asked about me?
She's like, oh, Mako.
She missed me?
Did she miss me at all?
She's still hot.
Ask her about that wild night.
She's still hot.
In the back of Pizza Hut. Yeah. Does she still look like a horse?
Let's continue on with our countdown.
Oh, yeah.
Number 3. It's a fairly new song on the show, but it's gotten a lot of attention. It's a great little song about a drink that'll fuck you up. Here it is, number 3 in our countdown. Enough liquor.
Now I'm singing about the countdown on the show with Crazy Jay. Jay's playing all the songs he thinks you wanted him to play. Jay is crazy. It really doesn't matter. All that matters to me is 3.
The location of the city's in the middle of nowhere. Nothing here to do but drink and screw. So I wandered, hurt it thirsty, into the saloon. I pulled me up a stool with a certain agenda. I laid me a drink and going on a bender. Bartender looked at me and says, what'll it be? I say, what you recommend, boss? I'm hurt it thirsty. He says, whiskey on the rocks will probably do the trick. I say, yeah, if I only want to wet my lips. A hit of moonshine will be good for you, cuz. Said I got a drink, they finally give me a buzz. You're talking of a game, but between you and me, you won't know your name after you have my recipe. It was given by my father and his father before him, but his father's wife used it to try and kill his kin.
Elias, what he called it, and no one missed a beat. The entire bar of people suddenly were on their feet, shrinking and dancing and quite a bit blitz. They broke out into song and it went like this. It's called No Flicker, cause it's got enough liquor to get you drunk quicker than any other drink in the bar. Open up wide, it'll burn your insides. Ain't no way in hell you're driving a car. You'll be on your knees once you've had one of these, and definitely staying the night. And the world's spinning faster, it'll be a disaster when you're holding on the floor for dear life. Yeehaw! Bartender pulled out the biggest tumbler I've seen. It was 1 foot wide and 3 foot deep. He pulled out bottle after bottle after bottle again. Even a Capri Sun seen it find its way. And he poured in vodka, rum, and gin, tequila, and amaretto. Everclear, who you got with a shot of Jack Daniels. Triple sec for mood, then for color, grenadine. To the schnapsatory and then let it gasoline. With some gold, stronger bourbon, and blue curacao. Hypnotic, sake, Schomburg, and one I can't pronounce. Kahlua, Southern Comfort, and Bailey's Irish Cream. Michael Yeager, Remy Martin, and Nike. So glycerine, some Epsom, brandy, Vicodin, and Hemsinic liqueur. That pink stuff from the doctor's office with a heavy pour. With a squirt of Coca-Cola and a spoon of powdered Jell-O. Garnished with a lemon wedge and a little umbrella. He hands me the drink and I take my first sip. And my legs are getting wobbly like I'm standing on a ship. I feel happy and at peace like the first day of spring. Suddenly I leave the chorus and the whole bar starts to sing. It's called No Liquor, cause it's got enough liquor to get you drunk quicker than any other drink in the bar. Open up wide, it'll burn your insides. Ain't no way to know you're driving a car. You'll be on your knees once you have one of these, and definitely staying the night. If the world's spinning faster, it'll be a disaster when you're holding on the floor for dear life. Next thing I know, I kissed the softest pair of lips. Had blue eyes, brunette hair, and painted fingertips. Said his name was Carl, and I know an income's way. Asked if he could push my stool, and so I said, what the hey? Time to break the seal, the first fist of the night. Then I see the line ahead and develop quite the fright. Doing the pee-pee dance, kinda wishing I were dead. Aimed for a pot of plant, but hit a biker's boot instead. Why'd I have to be the one the party felt tonight? The biker pushed me back and asked, you're looking for a fight. I said, no, sir, it was a big mistake, you see. Thought your leg was a plant when I began to pee. Of course, that ain't what it sounded like when it all came out. I said,
hey, you wanna go, you frickin' pansies? You want a piece of this pussy?
Well, he did and decided to punch me in the jowls. I puked on this chick and emptied out my mouth. She held me to my feet and kissed me open mouth. The biker and me decided just to hug it out. I said, next round's on me, but I forgot my name. So I said, screw it once again, and I began to sing. It's called No Flicker, cause it's got enough liquor to get you drunk quicker than any other drink in the bar. Open up wide, it'll burn your insides. Ain't no way in hell you're driving a car. You'll be underneath what you've had one of these, and definitely spend the night. As the world's spinning faster, it'll be a disaster when you're holding on the floor of your life. Oh, it'll be a disaster, cause I just nailed my sister and I didn't wear a rubber last night. Yeehaw!
Number three on our countdown, Nuff Liquor.
Nuff Liquor. It'll get you a drinker, then a quicker sneaker. If you want a beaker.
Number two.
Eat a sneaker.
Number two on our countdown, Only 99 Times.
Only 99 Times.
Only 99 Times. Thank God it wasn't 100. And here it is for you now, Only 99 Times.
Give a number two. Come on now with number two. Oh, you know just what to do. Give them now your number two. Mystery.
was with your wife, and I apologize. At least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge. Man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge. Man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Your attitude is just so typical. I think you're being a bit hypocritical. Remember when you stole that stripper from me?
That was Flyjack for one.
Whoa. I know that she missed her period. We can tag team that if you're keeping it. We can be one big happy family. Was only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize. At least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge. Man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight. Was only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize. At least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge. Man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter.
Insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay. Don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay. Give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Woo! Number 1. Give us number 1.
And now it's time for the number 1 song. The song you have voted for the most. It is the number 1 Dino Mike song ever.
Is it like the end credits?
No.
Oh. Is it? Wait. Is it? I don't know. I can't think of any good songs that he does.
Any good songs that he does. That one about Canadian bacon's great.
Yeah, that's a good one. You have to make a new one now called Canadian Bacon and Maple Leaf. Smell Me.
Mike, I think that's the name of your album.
Canadian Bacon and
Canadian
Maple Leaf.
Canadian Bacon and Maple Leaf.
You should do it. You heard it here first, folks.
He's going to Congo. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Well, you know what, Mike? Maybe ours will be.
Yeah.
Maybe when our CD comes out, we'll call it Dynamite Smells Like Canadian Bacon and Maple Leaf.
Yeah. You're like, what?
Why would you name your CD that? We want people to know.
We want people to know the truth.
We want people to be aware.
That's right. It's like a DARE program.
We dare you to stink. Like Canadian bacon. Canadian bacon. Those bastards have to put their name on everything. It's fucking ham.
That's all it is ham, right?
Yeah. He's going to say, you Americans are the ones that call it Canadian bacon. Why? Why do we call it Canadian bacon?
You don't call it American bacon when we have American bacon over there. You're like, oh, let's have some American bacon on my pizza, please.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling like having Canadian bacon tonight. I want some American bacon.
Yeah.
Can I get some German bacon?
Yeah. Well, that's a hot dog, right?
Jesus Christ.
I know that he's listening to the show.
He's
I know he's listening right now. He's like, I'm sending these fuckers in. Fuck you guys.
We can hear you typing, Mike.
Yeah. He's like, damn it already. Play the number one song. What is it? What could it be? Here it is. It's Baby Bumps.
Last night, my daughter said to me, she wants to be like those girls on TV. Sassy and snobby, and richer than fudge. They set every trend that we all love. She wants a chihuahua that matches her purse. She's got an iPod built into her Converse. Her dress is a sheet that she made at home, yet has a leather jacket for her cell phone. Then she asked for something I can't condone, and I'd like to think that I'm not alone. She says that it's the newest pseudo thing. I can't believe it, she's only 15 and wants a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby. See it on TV and magazines. The movie Juno was an Oscar nominee. I guess a baby bump is the new trend, but girls forget there's a baby in the end. Kids having kids is no miracle, no more than me using a urinal. Ain't it great to have a lower class? Who the hell else is gonna pump all my gas? She said, Dad, you're so uncool. I'm gonna be the lamest girl in school. I won't keep it, that's just wrong. I'd rather throw it in the dumpster at prom. She wants a baby bump, a baby bump.
The difference between a baby and an onion?
No, Daddy.
No one cries when you chop up a baby.
Ew, Dad.
How do you fit 10 babies in a bucket?
I don't know.
Blender. How do you get them out? Tostitos.
I got one. You know the worst part about killing babies?
What's that, Princess?
Getting blood on my palm.
The one I bought you for your birthday?
Yeah. It makes me want to stop a baby from falling down the sewer.
How do you do that? Oh, say, do you know how to make a baby float?
Oh, I know this one. Root beer and two scoops of baby.
Nope. Try again.
Take your foot off its back?
Closer, but not quite.
I give up.
Cover it in flowers, hit it with your car, and drive it downtown.
That's sick, Dad.
No more than these confounded baby bumps.
You're right, Daddy. I know what we have to do.
Now it's just my daughter and me, ridding the world of teen pregnancy. All her parties are full of hijinks when we grind up Plan B into everyone's drinks, so they lose their
baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby.
And there it is, your 8 Dino Mike songs.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Chili's.
Number 1 was Baby Bumps. Number 2 was Only 99 Times. 3 was Nuff Liquor, 4 Meow Remix, 5 Dork Horse, 6 Canadian Immigrant.
He didn't even put us in the best song.
7 Spider. It's just how they.
What a douche.
They came in. 7 was. Yeah, Baby Bumps. I wouldn't even want to see what he'd do to us in that. It was bad enough. All the shit we did for the other one. Number 7 was Spider-Man, and number 8 was another 1985
Pear Tea. We love y'all like family.
That is going to do it. Want to thank, of Get course, the Rockstar The Tribute for being on the show
Martin
today
Andrew.
And helping us celebrate our 100th show.
Mm-hmm.
No show next week because of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I'll be rooting for Mike to eat those dill pickles. And we've got the listener party February 11th at 3 Tomato and Mozzarella. Contact me, crazyj@comic.com, if you want the address. If you are not on Facebook, if you're not on Facebook, why not? It would just be easier because then you could read the post, and I don't have to take the time to email you the address.
Yes, Jesus.
So come on out. It'll be fun. We've got some stuff that we're going to be giving away. Martin, Andrew, and Mad Mike are going to be performing a song.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Spraz is going to be stopping by. A few other surprises. Who knows? Maybe Anthony Cools will put you to sleep.
He'd be doing us a favor.
It could be a lot of fun out there. And, of course, the Extreme Karaoke guys, Dave and Doug, will be there. Good, good stuff. And that is it. And we'll see you on the next one.